safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
Yeah. What's happening, man? www.blogtalkradio.com/K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show, man. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. Look, man, it's what can I say, man? It's my episode, my 300th episode, man. 300, man. And I've been at this for going on 2 years now, man. You feel me? Right here at K100 Internet Radio. For those of you who checking for Illa Kill, we pushed it back to tomorrow. So we will give you guys a chance to go ahead and get your music on the air and go ahead and give you guys a chance to get in rotation. We just pushed it back a day because this is our 300th episode, man. 300, man. And It's not as easy as you think to do this. You know what I'm saying? You have to really have a dedication and a love and an affinity for it. It's simply because it's you don't get paid for it. You know, but it takes dedication, scheduling shows, scheduling interviews. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Just uploading music to the server so it can be played back. Twitter, Facebook, promotion, flyers, T-shirts, interviews, networking. It's not just me just sitting back here broadcasting. This is actually the easy part of making this successful, of making this even make sense. You know what I'm saying? This is the easy part. Me getting in front of this mic and just talking to you guys and opening up lines and pressing play on the switchboard. That's the easy part. The hard part of doing online radio and also doing it on your own, you know, learning from the ground up. Trust me, I've came a long way since I first started. I'm still growing. I'm adding equipment as we speak. In about another 2 weeks, that's going to really improve my audio. I've been doing that piece by piece. Eventually, I'm going to leave Blog Talk Radio and get to my own servers. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I can be syndicated and put on XM and FM at some point. And those are long-term goals, but I never went to broadcasting school. Never. I'm really just an artist who felt like, who really got sick of FM radio and the politics and the payola and all the drama and all the craziness and all the backstabbing and the extreme cost of it all. I just wanted to give myself and other artists just an alternative, another platform, man. You know, and when I started the show, I said that I was going to focus on music, but it took me about I was well past 200 episodes before I really started focusing mostly on music, because in order to build up just a name for myself, I kind of had to just start off with talk segments, you know, and I played music during the talk segments, but people were gravitating to the show because it was just wild and it was zany. And then we started doing Illa Kill in the subway, you know, and the show started shifting to a more musical platform. I've lost listeners because of that, because I had faithful listeners who would listen to the show every freaking day, 4 days a week. And once I started doing more music than talking, then they fell off, you know. So I sacrificed listeners and stuff like that to try to broaden the platform for the artist, man. And so just after 300 episodes of it, it's kind of like, you know, getting up, getting myself dressed in the morning, like at this particular point with what I'm doing now. But radio broadcasting isn't easy. It takes dedication, and I think that people have to respect the grind, respect your time. You know what I'm saying? Respect the fact that, you know, people, especially artists, like to send in music to the show. They send in the music to the email address, and I send them an email back, and it's a blanket email that I send back to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And it's what it says, essentially. I can actually open it up. Actually, I open it up, right, just so I can read back what I say to an artist when they send music in the K100 radio, because I respond back. Now, I don't respond back as soon as they say it. You know, I respond back when we're getting ready to play it, because I don't want them to forget, and I don't want it to slip their mind. You know, some people may send me something last week, but then if Illa Kill is until next week, they may forget. So I wait to respond back and tell them that, look, we're finna get ready to do Illa Kill or whatever, so you can get your music reviewed or whatever, and possibly get into rotation. I do it the day of, so they can know, oh yeah, today is today, it's tonight. You know, I don't want to do it 3 days in advance. You know what I'm saying? I do it close to the show as I possibly can. You know, hopefully, as an artist, and you're out here networking and putting your music out there, you know, checking your emails is essential and stuff like that. You know, it's just part of being a professional. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's 2012. If you don't have a smartphone, you got some work to do. You should be able to check your emails on the go. I'm just saying. It's 2012. Metro has smartphones. I'm just saying. 3G, 4G everywhere. I'm just saying. So for episode 300, respect the grind, man. And that's what it's all about. I got a couple people, hopefully, the lines jump up and people hit me up and then go ahead and give me the shots out over the air. We'll go ahead and get it started. A couple people I got to dial out because they're important. They're important people, obviously. No, I'm not being sarcastic. Some of them are very busy people and I can respect that. So we can dial people out from the show. I just don't do that feature often. I used to use it a lot more back when we did talk segments. I do prank calls. I call motherfuckers up and talk shit and catch them off guard and ask them about what we're talking about, and they be all, oh shit, I really, and, you know, I used to dial out a lot more when I started, before I started doing the music. But anyway, I just want to share this with people real quick. This is what I say to an artist when they send music in the K100. This is word for word. This is the email. And all you artists who listen to the show, you know you've gotten this email. It says, we receive your submission to K100 Radio. Tonight is Illa Killed, the music review show. Basically, we play it on the air, and the call is given ill or should it be killed. So read this email closely. That's what it says at the very beginning. In order to get your song played for the next music segment, Illa Kill, you must connect with us on one of the major social networks, Facebook or Twitter, and blast out the link to the show. We prefer that you connect on Twitter because we use this. This is the easiest method. Our Twitter is K100 Radio. All right. This is necessary so we can tweet and shout you out. Also, when we play your song in rotation, it's for your benefit. Or you can like our Facebook page, and I give them the link. Then I say, very important, we play artists that are actually on the line participating in the show before we play artists who just send a song in, and that's it. If you call in, if you can't call in, that's okay, but we will play those after we play the people on the line, if we still have time. We highly suggest you and your supporters call into the show. If your song gets killed, it doesn't get into rotation, and it won't get played on the subway, the underground ride out, the all music show. You have to get more ill votes than kill votes by the callers on the line, and your fan base can make the difference. Hit us up. Thanks for your support. Thanks for your submission. K100 Radio. It's very simple. It's to the point. You wouldn't believe how many people send me music and don't call into the show. They take the time out to send me the MP3, but they don't call in to the show. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, maybe I may get to it, but now K100 has grown so much that every Illa Kill, there are enough artists that actually calling into the show that I may get to one, maybe two out of 40 to 50 submissions. You know what I'm saying? I may have time for one, two, at the max three, because it's so many other artists out here who are hungry, who call into the show to make sure to up their chances that their song gets reviewed. That these other artists want me to do. They want me to skip the people that's already in line, that's on the phone line. I can't do that, because in the email I blatantly say that the people who call into the show and support the show like that on the phone lines, the people who are on the phone lines and got their people on the phone lines, I'm going to play their song first and get it reviewed first. I got about 80 songs right now from artists, from about 80 different artists who sent music in and just haven't took the moment to call into the show. And I just don't even know why they sent it in the first place. Just a little, just the shit that we deal with doing online radio and dealing with artists who, for some reason, think they made it already sometimes, often. You know, just because you rock an open mic all the time, that has nothing to do with K1's radio. You know what I'm saying? Even if I met you at an open mic and I saw you rock it live, you still got to call into the show and still support the show that supports you. No one's paying any money. If I charge $25 a submission, like a lot of other shows like mine's, then of course you can expect for me to go ahead and play it regardless. That's why I don't charge it. And I don't charge you money because this is about support. Support is a two-way street. We support the artists and the indies, and we play it out. We blast for free. We don't charge you money. And the least you could do is call in and make sure, you know, your people are checking out the broadcast, even if it's not, you're not in rotation. But you wouldn't believe how hard that is to get artists to buy into. I thought it would be a lot easier. And that's just one small factor. So after 300 episodes, you know what I'm saying? That's just a small thing. It seems small, but you wouldn't believe how often it happens. You know? But this is a grind, man. And it's all about the independent artists, and it's all about us showing love to you guys, you know? And so we just want, you know, you guys want to call in. We opening up the lines tonight real quick. We're finna open them up. We got about 10 people on the line already, so I'm finna go ahead and start opening up the phone lines. All I want you to do is say who you are, where you from, and you rocks with K100 Radio. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, you know, keep it, you know what I'm saying, short as you possibly can. Tell us who you are and that you're rocking with us tonight. And we're going to use this for a promo reel. We're doing it's going to be like with video, so it's going to be on YouTube. So it's going to be, you know, the voices and, you know, maybe your song may be playing in the background type shit. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, you know, we're going to go ahead with the promotions and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? With the blast of it. It's going to be on the website, on the Chainless Entertainment site and all that for people to see. And so this is, you know, it's going to get blasted out. It's going to be what we use for promotion to get people to come check out the show. And that's what we're going to be doing here. So, you know, we're working at the same time. You know, just show us some love, and we're going to show that love back, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Let me go ahead and get to the first person that was on the line. Let me see here. 843-453. What up, though?
Yo.
What up? Who this?
It's SD.
SD, what's up, homie? What's happening? Skank Dog. Skank Dog is on the line representing that South Carolina, man. You feel me? We got, and another thing I want to make sure you artists that call into the show and give a drop tonight, make sure you absolutely tell people where you're from and where you're representing. Even if you're living somewhere else, or where you're from, where you're living, where you're representing. You know what I'm saying? Like you could say South Carolina, you know what I'm saying, by way of Atlanta or whatever. But let people know that where you're from, because we pride ourselves in being one of the shows who is big on getting artists from all over the country. And so that's one of the main things that we blast out and that we talk about. You know, we like to have artists from all over the country. Even though we're based out of Atlanta, the music mecca, and I have a whole bunch of Atlanta artist music, I still, when I play music, I play a certain amount of artists from Atlanta, and then I got to play artists from all over. And if you listen to my show, you know we got artists from everywhere, even the UK. We got three artists that we got in rotation from the UK and California, New York, whatever, man. So make sure when you give your drop, all I want you to do is say, yo, this is SD, Skank Dog, whatever you want to call yourself. I represent whatever clique. I'm from whatever. And I rocks with K100 Internet Radio, man, home of the indies. And that's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? You can put your own flair to it. All right, homie? Y'all ready, folks?
All right.
Let's get it. You kill the background music. Skank Dog, you up next. Get it to us, folks.
It says the K100 Radio, all the way turned up, all the way live, all the way real. Keep it 100.
All right, that's good. But you got to tell me where you're from. Got to do it again. Do it again. This is all going to be edited, folks. It's going to be really great. I'm done with it, though. I'm good at that shit. Trust me. All right, one more time. Make sure you represent where you're from. You know, we're going to be flashing up text. Represent South Carolina, you know. So make sure you tell us where you're from, especially if you're not from the Atlanta area. If you're from Atlanta, represent that hard body. But we want to make sure we let people understand that we got artists from all over the country and in rotation on the show heavy. All right, so again, one more time. Skank Dog, you up. Go ahead.
It says B, Florence, South Carolina, A-Town, stand up, all the way turned up, all the way live, all the way real. Keep it 100. K100 Radio, home of the Indies. Let's get it.
Love it. So easy. So clean cut. So to the point. The homie Skank Dog, man, has got a new video out. Throw it back, man. Skank Dog, tell them where they can find your music, homie.
Hey, they can check me out, man. Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter, SD843. Also, you can check out my music video for Throw It Back. Also, my other video, I Get the Paper. You can catch that on YouTube/SkankDog02.
All right, man. Skank Dog checking in. Carolina. Thanks, homie. Let me get to the next one, all right?
All right, bro. Be safe, man.
Stay on the phone line because I got some people that's some industry people that's going to be calling in. And, you know, I already told them, like, make sure they – I told them they can blast out their events that they got going on, stuff like that. So if you guys just sitting around kicking it, man, it's K1's Internet Radio, man. Episode 300. Respect the grind. Of course, I'm going to be talking a little shit. I'm drinking shots of tequila. Uh-huh. Hey, Skank Dog, man, you got some – Skank Dog got a lot of booty action going on. Don't watch his video at work. I wouldn't recommend it.
Man, it's not –
it gets you
it
fired.
It's not –
get you fired.
It is not work safe. It is not children safe. 18 and up, 21 and up, preferably. You know what I'm saying? It is crazy, man. Like it is certified approved, man. They call it the 2012 tip drill, man. So check it out. It's real.
All right, man. Carolina's checking in. Skank Dog, stand by, homie. Thanks. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Let me get it. Let's see. Next up, 44396. What up, though? Who this?
It's Slim Gutter, man. What's happening?
Slim Gutter, man. What's happening, homie?
What's going on? Richard's house.
Nigga, I'm trapped out of my trap house. I'm trapped out of
You're
my
right.
trap house. I know y'all heard that song. If you listen to K100 faithfully, this is the homie Slim Gutter. That's his single that was Trapped Out in the Trap House, man. I play that a lot. That's in rotation on the subway, man. Shout out to you, homie, man. Thanks for calling to the show and doing the drop for me, man. What you got going on?
Man, just cooling, man, in the studio working right now, man. Stepped outside to holler at you. You know how we do it, man.
All right, and let's go and get it, man. Just, man, give me that drop, man. Make sure you tell them where you're from and that you're rocking with K100 in their radio. Home of the Indies, man. You on deck. Go ahead.
Man, what's happening, man? Slim Gutter in the building, man. Y'all already know I'm rocking with K100 radio the long way, man. Home of the Indies, man. Respect the grind, baby.
All right. One more time, hey, do it one more time for me, Slim. Gotta make sure you tell the folks where you're from.
Yeah, I'm repping that 205, you heard me?
Absolutely. All right, man, appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, dog. Y'all guys go over there, y'all work hard, man. Y'all put in that work over there, man. Y'all get it cracking, all right?
All right, man.
All right, man. Once again, man, 347-934-0966, 205 checking in. Carolina checking in with Skank Dog, man. You feel me? Let me go ahead and go to the next caller, man. 44447. What up, though? Who this?
What's good, brother? It's your boy, Ray Money.
Ray Money, what's happening, man?
What's happening?
Chilling, man. Going down the line here, man. Trying to make sure I get everybody, man. Shouts out to Ray Money, man. Ray Money got a joint rotation here at K1's Internet Radio, man. And he also calls into the show, man. I really love the people who call into the show. Even if his song ain't played at night, he'll call into the show, be like, but listen, man, I'm rocking with you, man, checking you out, man. And so I really appreciate that from the artist, man. So, and then, why I really like artists like Ray Money sent in, like, three songs. The first two, they got murked. He ain't give a fuck. He ain't give up. Guess what? Third time around, he sent in. The people was feeling it, and he in rotation ever since then. I try to make a valiant effort to play the artist who went that mile because some people say, oh, my song got killed. Fuck K100. That's not my fault. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what do you want me to do? It's not my fault. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to the homie Ray Money, man. You know what I mean? For calling in, you know what I'm saying? And then just being diligent until this shit got in rotation. You know what I mean? So shouts out to him for that. All right, homie Ray Money, man. You up, man. Give it to me, man. Make sure you tell the people where you're from, man, where you represent, and that you're rocking with K100, man. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
What's up, what's happening, world? This is Ray Money, the CEO of Soul Snatchers Entertainment, representing Atlanta, Georgia, the South Side to be exact, College Park, turn up, and y'all know I'm rocking the long way with K100, man. We keeping it 1,000 over here. Y'all tune in or get tuned back.
All right. Ray Money, man, checking in, man. Shout out to the homie, man. Thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for the drop, man. You know what it is? K100 Internet Radio, man. Episode 300, man. Respect the grind, man. And all I want to make sure I just tell people, man, I just want to let people understand, man, you know, I'm right now I'm running three computers at the same time, background music, sound effects, and the switchboard. You know, it didn't cost a lot of money, probably about maybe, you know, a couple of laptops and some audio equipment and some mic, a good mic. Didn't cost a lot to start this, but the dedication and time it takes to promote the show, tweet the show, Facebook the show, you know what I mean? Go out, get t-shirts made, flyers made, shake hands, get people to call into the show, network, meet other people that's involved with whatever events or whatever to get me to come out and represent for me. All that is the work, is the grind. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I just want people to understand, man, after 300 episodes, you know, we do this shit. Period. And that's what it's all about, man. So shouts out to the artists, man, who make this thing flow. Shouts out to the people who are not artists. They just fans of the show. And when they call in for my talk segments or they call in listening for music and trying to discover new music and get connected with artists, major shout out to all those people. So let me go ahead and get back to the phone lines, man. Let me get these drops going. You feel me? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. All right, let me see what this is. 229-699. What up, though? Who this?
What up, man? It's your boy Cartier Fresh, man.
Cartier Fresh. What up, man? What's going on with you, pimping?
Man, just chilling, man. You know, been missing the action, man. But I'm like, man, I gotta show you some love, man.
And that's what's up, man. So, the 229 checking in, man. Cartier Fresh, man. First of all, let me get this drop, man. Tell the people your name, your click, what you're representing. Make sure you tell them where you're from and you're rocking with K100. The floor is yours, homie. Go.
Man, this your boy, Cartier Fresh 229, Cartier Georgia, man. From Cartier Georgia to the Benny, to Atlanta, Georgia 404. And we rocking with your boy, K100 Radio, Blizzum, nigga. Team 100, what it is.
That's good enough. I'm a hell of an editor. I'm going to make it seem like a nigga ain't stumbled not one time. I do this motherfucking shit. All right, man. Cartier Fresh, man. Tell the people where they can find your music and what you got going on real quick. We'll get to the next drop. Go ahead.
Man, you can find my music on Twitter. We constantly promote Facebook, YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Hot Shell. We got all those things going up, man. Follow me at Cartier Fresh. You know what I'm saying? This 27, you catch me at Albany, Georgia, opening up for Flyers, man. We just doing it like that. Let's keep it in work.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Work. I opened up for him once down in Panama City.
So no.
So no. You know what I'm saying? Put in work, homie. Thanks for calling the show, all right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number dial to the show, man. Let me get you the next drop. 678-925. What up, though?
What up, though? Man, G Shine Vegas checking in. Everything K100. Same talking to you.
Money. Make other niggas envy you.
Yeah, what up, baby?
What's up, man? The homie Vegas checking in, man. G-Shine Vegas, man, representing, man. This is my homie, man. You know, I seen him out. I met him. I knew him. He knew my brother P. Reg, you know what I'm saying? And he go way back with him. But then I met this dude at an open mic, man, for the first time. And he always killed it, man. That's how we ended up politicking, man. But he's a good dude at heart, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the brother's just real on his grind and talented, man. You know what I'm saying? He makes great music, man. But he's a hell of a performer. And that's why I met the homie G-Shine Vegas, man. So shouts out to him for calling to the show, supporting the show. And just, in general, just being a real nigga, man. There's not too many real niggas in the industry. If you don't know that, you will learn. You will learn that quickly. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. You know what I mean? Straight up, man. So Vegas, man, first of all, let me get that drop, man. Tell the people your name, what you represent, homie, where you from, especially, and that you rocking with K100. The floor is yours.
Listen, man, this is Garcia, G Shine, Vegas, man, Soviet Union back in the building, man. Team Strids, man. K1, Team K100, man, at Blizzard, motherfucking Surreal Blue, man. I'm out here at Vegas underscore ATL, www.garciavegas.com, GarsiaVegas, man. Blood Gang, man. Y'all ready, man.
All right, but you gotta, do it all in one. Garcia Vegas representing where you from, and then I fucks with K1. Go ahead.
Listen, Garcia Vegas representing Southside ATL, man, and I fucks with K100 Radio.
Bam. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Vegas, man. Make sure you check him out. Is the app ready? Let me know if the app ready.
I'm just waiting for it to go live. You're going to be the first person I blast with it, Blizzum. That's my words. You already know. I'm riding big over here.
Absolutely, man. Garcia Vegas checking into the show, man. Thanks for tuning into the show. He be glad. He was all up in New York telling niggas about Chainless, nigga. Represent.
Chainless Entertainment. I'm glad. Listen, man. see me riding with my thing in my lap, know I'm ready for war, man.
Absolutely, man. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to the homie, man. Real nigga check-in, man. Shout out to Vegas, man. Let me go ahead and get to the next caller, man. Get these drops out the way, homie. All right?
No shit. Shout out to Big Bully Streets, man. Y'all be easy.
Absolutely, man. You know what it is? Episode 300. Respect the grind, man. Another thing I tell you guys, make sure you artists understand, man. I'm a real motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? There is no fuck nigga in me, dog. Like, I don't even know how to. I can't really bite my tongue. When niggas see me, my demeanor don't change. When you see me at an event, if I'm judging, performing, or just in there talking to hoes, it don't matter, nigga. My demeanor never changes. Niggas can testify to that. So all I ask is niggas just to be 100 with me. That's why I named the show that. You feel me? You send me a song, I tell you support the show. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. And we play your music, man. Understand, we only broadcast 2 hours a day, 4 days a week. So, and I got hundreds of songs and a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can't play everybody. Everybody doesn't get played a lot, but we do play the music, and we do show support. You know what I'm saying? If I can get some people to come on board and start helping me broadcast, I'll do more shows. You want to broadcast with K100? I tell you what, you need about $300 worth of equipment and a laptop, and you can be a part of K100. And you can have your own satellite location, whatever city you want to do. You just got to be on, come to work on time when your broadcast is ready. I'm recruiting new people so we can air constantly and air more, so I can play more music. But I only broadcast 2 hours a night, 4 days a week, and still look at the movement, man. We here, man. Episode 300. Shout out to everybody that's on the phone lines, man. Let me get to the next one, man. 678-592. What up, though? Who this?
What up, though? It's Rain Child, boo.
Oh, this is my baby. What happened? Rain Child, man, checking in. Detroit Riot Radio. This relationship is special because, A, it's like when you meet another artist out in the streets and you collab. You know, a lot of people don't understand when you're doing radio and stuff, there's a lot of competition. Hey, Rain Child, let me ask you this. Do you notice that a lot of people just don't like to show love to other radio shows for fear that it will take shine away from their show?
Let me tell you something. I've noticed in this industry, people, period. I have rappers, I have promoters, I have other people that's not even in the field that I'm in that don't, you know, that have some type of envy and animosity against me. So I just keep it like, you know, you keep it 100, I keep it 100, keep it moving, and eventually you're going to have to fuck with me anyway, so I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's where I'm at with it, because when I very first started, it's like, ah, who is this motherfucker? I don't know this. I don't K100. What the fuck is that? Fuck this nigga. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, 2 years, 300 episodes later, a couple of pictures and a couple of chance meetings and a couple of people realizing I know the same people that they know, and I've been knowing them longer, right, and they fuck with me. Everything, people's attitude change. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
I'm glad that you called in, because Detroit Riot Radio, which you've been doing this longer than me, you know what I'm saying? I remember trying to get onto your show, you know, before I was doing K100, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, so it's like the crazy thing that I get people to understand is, even when you're as competition is out there, you know what I'm saying, you get what you give out, you know what I'm saying? I'm all about showing love and support, and I feel like I'm one of the people, as far as K100, who has a lot of other people who do radio, who have radio shows that call into the show and show love, because I do the same thing, you know? So,
right,
you know,
right,
around the same time, so we don't get a chance to call. I don't get a chance to call your show as much, but I definitely retweet. What is the problem with people retweeting shit? God damn. I don't understand it. If I fuck with you, then I'm going to retweet your shit. Shit, I don't. But, you know, people take Twitter way so serious, man. It's just ridiculous. I can't with these
right.
niggas, man. But I'm glad you called in, Rain Child, representing Detroit Riot Radio. First of all, let me get it drunk, and then we make sure we tell the people who are on the line maybe how they can get onto your show. All right? So, who you are, where you from, where you representing, and you rocking with us. Please, go ahead. The floor is yours.
All right. What up, though? It's Rain Child in the building. You know what it is, 313 representer, K100. Make sure y'all fuck with this dude. If you fuck with me, you fuck with him. And if you fuck with him, you fuck with me. You dig? Detroit Riot Radio, K100. We're going to take it over, baby.
Absolutely. Love it. Shouts out to Rain Child, man. Shouts out to the lovely Drea Love. I hope she can get on the line and give me a drop, too. I did a nice drop with her at Time to Shine. I wonder if they got that video up. I need to make a call to Moo Legend. Shouts out to Time to Shine. Hold on. I don't know if she's going to call into the show. I don't know. But please tell the people how to check out Detroit Riot Radio and when you air and how to get to the show. Go ahead.
Okay. Log on to Detroit Riot Radio online.com. And every Monday I do Music Monday. So send me music, DRR, musicsubmission @gmail.com. That's David Robert Robert, musicsubmission or gmail.com, @gmail.com. Or follow me on Twitter @Rainchild, R-E-I-N-C-H-I-L-D. And I tweet everything all the time, so you'll be hip to what's popping, you know?
Uh-huh. Thanks, baby. I really appreciate that. Thanks for taking the time out to call the show, all right?
All right, I got you, boo. Have a good one. And congratulations and happy 300. I wanted to call in and say, ah-woo, you know, because 300, you're supposed to think of ah-woo. So ah-woo to you. Salute.
Ah-woo.
All right.
Right. Detroit Riot Radio checking in. Rainchild checking in, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Let me get the next call. 856-571. I think it's the homie Blessed Child. What's up, homie?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
What up, man? Now, see, the homie Blessed Child is one of the people who called the show who's not even an artist. He calls the show to interact with the artist, to listen to the music, to give his feedback about the music, you know what I'm saying, to talk about the topics at hand. And I have a lot of people that do that on the show because, remember, I started out as mostly talk and a little bit of music, and I've transformed over the past 100 episodes or so to mostly music and less talk, you know. And I, like I said, it cost me some listeners because a lot of people love K100, because if you go back into my archives, which are all available on the podcast, on iTunes, or at www.blogtalkradio.com, and listen to the talk segments where we be talking about everything, politics, fucking, that shit you be really wanting to say to you, bro, all the shit you be seeing and talking about on Facebook and shit, that's how this whole shit started. I started the show out, this was a Facebook group, K100, keep it 100, this was a Facebook group first, before I even started broadcasting, and I had so many people in there who was like, yo, this group is so off the chain. Y'all keep this shit so real. There's so much shit be said in here. This shit need to be on the airways. Motherfuckers need to hear this. And I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? I'm already an artist. I'm already out here. This could help expand my brand. I looked into seeing how I could, you know, economically, where it makes sense for me to broadcast. Bought a couple of laptops and some equipment, and I went ham. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it really started. So we started out just on the show talking shit and playing like 3 or 4 songs in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to show love to a couple of people that I knew. And then it just kept going, and it grew and grew and grew. And that's where we're at with it, man, with K100 in the radio. But that's how it started. You feel me? It was just, I don't know. So I don't know what to tell you, man. 300 episodes later, man, you know, just respect the grind. That's what the name of the show is. That's what episode 300 is. So, Blessed Child, representing
for
you, man. But I want drops from regular people, too, man. You guys call in because I don't want people to think it's all artists that listen to the show. You know what I mean? It's people. Okay. I have listeners. We have a lot of artists, but we have listeners who are listening that aren't artists, who are checking for music, who are retweeting tweets, and they just fans of the show. You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand that, man. But this shit ain't easy. It's a lot of work and dedication. Blessed Child, give it to me, homie. All right? Tell the people where you are, where you represent, and you fucking with K100. Go ahead, dog.
Yo, it's your boy, Blessed Child, man, representing New Jersey, man. Fucking with the realest, the hottest blog talk worldwide, man, with my man Blizzum. You know how we do, history in the making, episode 300. Represent all the indies out there, man. You know how we do, let's get it.
All right, man. Appreciate it, man. Blessed Child, man. Thanks for all the support over all this time, man, because he constantly calls into the show, especially with Illa Kill. And I love people who aren't artists that call into Illa Kill, because you know how it is when you have too many artists on the line. Everybody like, oh, niggas is hating. All of a sudden, niggas is hating on Illa Kill. If it's too many artists on the line that's voting, all of a sudden it becomes just not feedback. People just start taking it as hate. You know what I'm saying? And so I prefer more people who are just consumers on the phone line for Illa Kill than artists. You know what I'm saying? You know, I really like that. So I really appreciate you calling in a lot and really just giving your feedback and telling these artists what you think about their music. You understand?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt, man. I dig. All right. No doubt.
Salute. You dig? Stand by. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio, man. I got people on my dial-out list. But I got to make sure I get the people who took the time to call in. But a couple people was like, listen, can you dial me out? Because, you know, I'm doing this and this, and, like, I won't be able to, you know, just dial me in, man. Can you dial me in? So I got a couple dial-ins I got set up. We're going to maybe probably get to all of them guys in the second hour, maybe, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But if you're on the phone lines, we're finna get to you, man. We're moving fast as I can. Just remember, when you give me the drop, who you are, where you from, because you're real big on having a wide audience, a nationwide audience, who you are, where you from, you know what I'm saying? And you rocking with K100 Radio, man. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Let me see. Next up, 443. What up, though? Who's this?
What's going on? It's your girl, Twink.
Twink. Another radio host. Another radio show that rocks with K100. See the love? No need to hate. No need to hate, man. Just show love and you'll get it back. You know what I'm saying? Twink, what's happening, babe?
I do want to say thank you because, you know what, I started out as just a listener, and you actually, you know what I mean, like, inspired me to start doing my own show and to be a host because, you know, I seen how big an impact you had and everything, and I had a bunch of music that I wanted to play, and I just figured I'd do it. And so we can blame you for me having my own show.
Well, I'll blame, thank, whatever. I'll take it how it goes. It's all gravy, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I can inspire somebody. You know what I'm saying? I was inspired to start making music, you know, from someone else. Someone inspired me to do it. You know what I'm saying? The whackness of FM radio was an inspiration for me to actually kind of start doing this. So thanks FM radio for being horrendous and having payola and just in general being whack. Shouts out to FM radio. They made me this monster. All right. 347-934. Twink, you ready for your drops?
Yeah.
All right, man. Episode 300. Twink, the floor is yours.
This your girl, Twinkle, straight out of the DMV, more specifically out of Baltimore, chilling with my man, Blizzum, here on K100 Radio. Shout out to Shameless Entertainment because they always do it big. Yeah, I mean, just 100 all day.
All right. Appreciate it. Don't worry, people. When you see what I do with the drops and the visuals and all that, and I make it all sweet and sounding with the fucking beat thumping behind it and all the effects, you're going to be like, this nigga did that from that show? I'm a bad motherfucker. Hey, Twink, thanks, man. Appreciate it, all
right? I do want to say one thing right there.
Go ahead.
My show actually is going to start going on tour next summer. And one of the stops that we're going to be making is ATL. And when we get down there, I would like to have you be one of the judges for the showcase, if possible. Once I get all the information, I will make sure that you get that. But I would love for you to be on the panel of the judges and for you to be one of the guest performers also.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I can't judge and perform in the same event. You know, niggas feel real funny about that. I already get people kind of looking at me sideways, like, don't that nigga rap? When I be judging at panels and shit now.
Well,
but then again, I be like, yo, nigga, I really
judge. Same
say what now?
It's a whole weekend event. Like, each Thursday is going to be a weekend,
okay.
So I wouldn't have you judge the same day that you perform.
Okay.
But I would
okay.
perform, yeah.
All right, well, I can definitely do that. You know, people, you know what, that's another thing, man. Just, you know what? When you're an artist and you're still an active artist and then you come to a platform like media, I get a lot of funny looks and I get a lot of people saying things like, well, you know, you talk shit about artists or situations in the industry or whatever. And, you know, people invite me out to judge on panels and stuff like that at the same time. So they're like, how can you critique people? You know what I'm saying? How can you be a judge, but you're an artist yourself, whatever. And I direct you motherfuckers to SportsCenter. Who has a gang of motherfucking active NFL players who sit their motherfucking ass down on First Take and tell you what the fuck they think about other motherfuckers. And guess what? That's the number one motherfucking network in the world. So, motherfuckers, if you feel some kind of way about me being on judging on panels and stuff but still being an active artist, first of all, you might want to listen to my music and understand that I'm not no bum MC and look at my grind and Google me and see my history as an artist. And then, maybe you can understand and listen to K100 and understand I can be objective. I cannot like a certain kind of song but still admit that it is hot. I can still like him. I cannot like an artist and still say, but he's hot though and he's grinding and he's shit, but I just don't listen to his music. I can give that up I'm very, very unobjective when it comes to it, even if I don't necessarily listen to it. So you guys got to understand that, man. I'm wearing two hats, but I'm doing it in a professional manner over here, okay? So please stop it with the unnecessary hate. It's really unnecessary. And it's just so not true. Oh, my God. I've heard that. Trust me. I'm saying that to people who, and they know who they are. Stuff gets back because, you know, like I told my homie Big Bully Streets the other day, the industry is like yay big. So when you say something about somebody and you think, oh, I'm only saying it to this guy and we only sitting in the studio and we smoking a blunt and you thought that was the only motherfucker that heard it, wrong. Indie 101. Quick. Thanks for calling the show. Tell people how to get to your show real quick. I go to the next caller. Go ahead.
Actually, the show's going to be on right after K100. It's on every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Home is blogtalkradio.com/home team radio on Wednesday and Thursdays. blogtalkradio.com/underworld radio on Tuesdays. And, I mean, come check me out. If you got music that you want to submit, gfplayground@gmail.com, and we'll get you on.
And there you have it. Thanks, Twink.
No problem.
347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Next up, we got a lot. Okay, I gotta speed this up. I'm moving too slow. 804-398. What up, though? Who's this?
Yo, Lenny, this is Fly Diz.
Fly Diz, what up, homie? What's happening, man? That's what's going on. That's what's up, man. Thanks for calling into the show, man. The homie Fly Diz, he has a joint that's in rotation on the show on the subway, man. You feel me? And a lot of people like your song, by the way. A lot of people who listen to my show actually like that record. I get people telling me I like that particular one or tweeting me or, you know, hit me up like, yo, I fuck with that record. I like that. So your song is one of the ones that people give feedback on in rotation. Like people be like, oh, I like that. I fuck with that, you know, that particular song. You know what I'm saying? But that song is hot, though, homie. That's a good record. You know what I'm saying? So. I'd like to see you perform that one day. I've never seen you perform before because I've never met you in person. But if you perform that song like it sounds, I think that's, you know, I don't know. But that's a good song. That's great. That's all I can tell you. The song, I like that song. It's a good record. All right, homie. So, real quick, go ahead and give me the drop, man. Tell them who you are, what you represent, and you rocking with K100. The floor is yours. Go.
Yo, you already know this is. It's Fly Diz. I'm OB Dub. You already know Brooklyn. I'll hold it up. Be out here like out here. Rocking on K100 with my son Blizzard. Yeah.
There you go, homie. Appreciate it, dog. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. The homie Fly. Hold up. Well, you said what you represent. You got it. You said it. Yeah, you did. I heard it. All right, I was making sure, because I want to make sure people say where they're from so they can see, you know, we got people fucking with the show from all over, especially the artists, you know what I'm saying? All right, man. Fly Diz checking in. Appreciate it. If I didn't have so much fucking music, I would, like, play a snippet of a song, but now I got 20-something people already on the line with their hands up, and I just can't do it. I don't have the time. But I would love to just play you a snippet of the song of each artist who actually called into the show. But don't fret, because when you see this promo reel, it's going to be a beautiful thing, man. You should call in and get your drop. I'm just saying, though. Oh, my homie's on the line. Hold up. Book, Bully Street.
What up, though, fam?
Yo, it's my brother on the phone line, man. It's my nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? My brother from another mother, man. This is one of my homies, man, that I actually met through the homie Dink De Niro. And where the fuck is Dink De Niro?
That's a good question.
I'm texting Dink. I'm texting Dink, period. I don't know where the hell Dink De Niro. I got an APB out on Dink De Niro. You anybody know who Dink De Niro is? Tell him Blizzum and K100 has an APB out on Dink fucking De Niro. But that's my nigga. And you know what I'm saying? This is how I met my homie Big Bully Streets, who is an artist and who is graduating and getting another skill set up under his craft with promotions. Right?
Right.
You see what we doing over here, artists? You see what we doing? Like, if you don't even like our music, it don't matter. You're still gonna have to cut. You're still gonna run into us, like, you know. It's like the NFL people who always come and guest appear on First Take or some shit because they know at some point they gotta retire. Yeah, that shit. we doing over here? You niggas ain't paying attention. Big Bully Streets, man. What up, though, man? First of all, I don't got to tell you how to do it. Give me the drop, and then we'll tell the people what you got going on after that. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Drop.
Yo, it's the world's most pop, huh?
Go ahead. You got it.
It's the world's most popular bully, Big Bully Streets, Team Streets representative, timeline killer, always supporting my Big G Blizzom and Chambers Entertainment, K100, I love you for life. Word.
All right, man. So, Big Bully Streets, Go Bully promo. Tell the people what you got going on, homie.
Well, what we got going on is Team Streets Entertainment, man. We got a new spot out there in Norcross, so everybody that's on the north side of Atlanta, come out and fuck with us on the Saturdays. We doing Adult Swim Saturdays out there, letting all my ladies in free till 1 o'clock. You feel me? I got DJ SR, the world-famous DJ SR on the ones and twos. Check him out on live mixtapes. I got my man Shine TV hosting it, Arrogant Music hosting it, and it's going to be real big, man. So come out and fuck with us. Every Saturday, Adult Swim Saturdays in Norcross. Also, fuck with me at the Blue Flame. ATL artists, come out, fuck with me at the Blue Flame. I'm down there with Mr. 6 O'Clock, top of Greg Street to rock. You know what I mean? V103 is Greg Street. We down there breaking records. So, I mean, holler at me.
All right, man. What you guys got to know about Streets, man, Streets is an artist. He hasn't been in the lab lately, but he's an artist. But he's focusing on what he's got going on. But we'll change
all that soon. I will get back to that. You know, I'm doing my little Jordan thing. Got to step away, play a little baseball, then come back to the game, dominate, take over. Feel me?
All right.
Nothing.
Absolutely. That's what's up, man. So, look, man, shouts out to the homie, man. You feel me? Shouts out to him for, supporting me, supporting K100. And I fuck with him a long way, man. You know what I'm saying? I support Go Bully Promo. Tell him about Go Bully Promo in your Twitter packages so we can get to the next call real quick. Make sure you do that.
Oh, Go Bully Promo. It's on here. Hashtag Go Bully Promo. So you can check out the grind, man. We do, I got like 4 different packages. You're talking about over 30 accounts, over 100 tweets per day. So if you need some extra exposure, if you ain't got no Facebook Twitter followers and what have you, you know, I'll do all the work for you. I can get you Twitter followers. I can get you an online following, the whole nine. So just holler at me. You can call me at 678-612-9164. Pick up one of these packages. I also do flyers, posters. I do dollar posters for artists. I'm basically a one-stop shop hip-hop. One-stop shop for hip-hop, man. Whether it be performances or Twitter online promotions. I press up CDs, 35 cents a CD. You know what I mean? So, you know, artists get at me. And that's about it, man.
All right, man. You move right along. Shout out to only Big Bully Streets, man. You feel me? I got to get some of these call-ins because some of them I was like, I'm going to call you at like 8:30 and it's past 8:30. I didn't think that many people were going to, well, I did think people were going to call in, but I don't know. It's the first time. It's episode 300. Fuck. I know how the time's going to work out. Shit. All I know is I wanted a couple of drops for my promo reel, and all of a sudden everybody started calling, and now I don't know. I'm going to call everybody, though. I'm going to call y'all. I'm going to call you in a minute. Stand by. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 678's up next. 501, you're after this. 678-939. What up, though? Who's this?
This is Amy.
Amy. 678
Amy. Francisco. Exactly.
I told you I was going to be able to get you on. You know what I mean? I told you it's good because my dial-out list is at 6 right now. So
cool.
Not that bad. My dial-out list is not that long. You know, people would just hit me back. I call in. Now, see, I'm going to be, you know what? I'm cussing out everybody who texts me back and said, I'm going to call and then don't call.
I just called in. I'm on point. I was a few minutes late, but I was on the phone with business call, so I got it.
All right. So, go ahead. First of all, let's go ahead and get
okay,
a drop. Tell them, you know, give them your name and where you're from, and you rock with K100 Radio. Let's go ahead and get a drop out of the way, and then you can tell the people what you got going on. All right, go ahead.
What is it? It's K100, right?
Yeah, K100 Radio. Go ahead.
I wish that this is your girl Amy Fry, 678 Princess. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going to shout out to K100 Radio. Much love for the years. I want to say what I got going on tomorrow night at Harlem Nights. It's Antoine.
Wait. You got to get the drop right. You got to say it with some passion. This Amy, I'm blessed such as, you know what I'm saying, I represent Atlanta, Georgia, and I rocks with K100 Radio. I know you're not an artist. I know you're really not an artist, so I know it's, you don't really do.
I'm not an artist. Exactly. I don't do.
That's why I'm going to be patient with you. All right.
Okay,
you ready?
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Here we go. All right.
Okay.
Go.
All right.
Go.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Amy. I'm rocking with K100 Radio. Much love to him. I represent ATL. My Twitter is 678 Princess. And I want to tell everybody about the party I have tomorrow night with Voltron Productions, CEO Voltron Productions. Big party at Hollow Nights. Going to have Brick Squad, a lot of people up in there celebrating. It's going to be deep. It's going to be turned up. Everybody come out. Any unsigned artists that want to perform, there's still a couple spots. Whoever comes in, wants to perform, can win up to a pack, $1,000 worth of packages for free promotion, video shoot, blah, blah, et cetera. If you're interested, holler at me, 678 Princess. Be on the lookout for my movie I got coming out, Secrets of Unleashed, for my first supporting role, and my artist, The Bottom Boys. That's
right.
About it.
All right, Amy. We'll work on that drop in a little bit. We'll do better.
What you want me to say? Tell me what you want me to say.
I got that. I can work with that one.
I can do it again. I'm a perfectionist. I mean, I can do it again if you need me to do it one more time.
Okay, one more time. This 678.
That's what you want me to say.
All right, I'm gonna give you a script over live. I'm giving Amy a live script over the air. Right, you got a pen, you got your BlackBerry out, your CrackBerry, or your Android. Open up your note app and type this, Amy. Type, this is Amy, 678 Princess. I represent the ATL, you know, what's the name of your company, and then say, I rocks with K100 Radio, home of the Indies. That's it.
K100, home of the Indies.
Yeah. I told you to type it down when I was saying it, like, at the
same
time.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Give me some time, Amy. Okay, you ready?
Hold on. I just got the phone with another Jermaine Free radio host. How the hell? Hold on a sec. All right.
I love Amy. Yes. You don't have the name.
Right.
You don't have your own name. All right. I'm fucking with you, Amy. Amy throws events, and she's the host, and she's an actress. She's not necessarily doesn't have the rapper swag, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and be patient with you on the show, all right? Because I'm taking all of this audio, chopping it up, and I'm making a whole bunch of fancy shit out of it. All right, Amy, one more time. Here we go. What's up? This Amy 678 Princess representing that whatever, and I rocks with K100 Radio, home of the Indies. You ready?
All right.
Bam! Okay,
this
floor is yours.
Hi, this is 678 Princess, representing Atlanta, rocking with K100, home of the Indies. I represent Voltron Productions, myself, my group, the Amada Boys, and my acting career, which is going at full speed. My movie,
Wait.
Pictures of Little Hill.
Oh my God.
What is it now?
No, I got it. I got enough. I'm good.
You do? You do have enough room?
Yes, Amy, I promise you, it's going to sound like you just didn't even just do all that over the air.
Oh, really?
Of course, everybody can come back and listen.
Thanks for a lot for making me sound like shit on air. Thank you very much.
Amy, everybody so understand that you're not a rapper. You're not an artist. I'm not an artist.
I'm just shit, though.
And you're a promoter, and that's what you do. And you're an actress.
Yeah.
So
I don't really, know how to drop artist swag.
Amy, everybody understands this. But we do know that you are a grinder, you're a tastemaker, and you're important. And that's all that matters, right?
Exactly. Thank you. Appreciate the love. Much to you.
You know, I see you out there on the ground. Hopefully, if I have time, maybe I'll come out. You got K100 on the...
Hey,
What?
Come, I got you. I got you. You tell me who you, if you want to bring anybody, you tell me what you want to do. I promise you're going to love it. I promise you. You're going to be in a networking field right now. Just come
right
through.
I want no problems at the door. And the motherfuckers, you know, I had an experience
all
night last time I came. They act like they ain't know me.
Okay, we got you. I got you. Okay. You come my movie premiere, too, in the red carpet when it come out. I'll throw you all my love.
Wow. Amy, 678 okay. Bridges. Shouts out to you, man. We'll try and come out tomorrow night, all right?
Appreciate it. I really hope you do.
All right, thanks.
All right,
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Let me get some of my peoples on the line, though. My peoples who always call in, who always show love and support. All the way by way of Michigan, north side of Atlanta, which we expect to see her up there in Gwinnett County for Adult Swim. Michigan girl!
What's going on?
Yo, man, Michigan girl. Let me tell y'all some shit about what happened to Michigan girl. Can I share your story real quick?
Go ahead.
Michigan girl is my homegirl. This is my friend. I got a lot of love in my heart for Michigan girl. Let me tell you just I don't know if people believe in chance or whatever the fuck you want to call it or whatever, but Michigan girl last night, some random man, you know, Atlanta's kind of, first of all, Atlanta is violent. And if you don't think Atlanta is violent, a lot of crime happens here. You obviously don't live here. You probably never even visited. You ain't got no people here. A lot of shit pop off in Atlanta. It's a big city though. A lot of shit pop off in L.A. and New York and Houston and Chicago, too. So, Detroit, too. So, I mean, I'm not... And Miami. But some nigga was outside. Some motherfucker was shooting outside last night. And let me tell you just... Whatever your preference is, whether you believe in God or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Let me tell you how good God is. You can say however good God is or however just fate, whatever you believe in, whatever your preference is. You know what I'm saying? Someone was shooting outside Michigan girl's house last night. Got into a shootout, literally not right in front of her house, but on like the street over on the backside, and gunshots rang out, and a bullet came through her window, her bedroom window, into her window, shattered her window, and hit the wall, and just, you know, it didn't hit her, but just what if of it, you know what I'm saying? What if it did hit her?
Because I had
Left
out of my bedroom like 2 minutes ago,
right.
Before it happened.
And first of all, this is Gwinnett County where they don't even play that shit. Nigga, I ain't talking about Zone 3, nigga. We ain't talking about Zone 6. We ain't talking about McCannaville, nigga. We ain't talking about West. We ain't talking about Bankhead. We talking about Gwinnett fucking County. In the burbs of Gwinnett County. And somehow, some way, somebody felt the need to get into a fucking shootout in Gwinnett. That's just stupid. If you know anything about Gwinnett County, that's just crazy. But I'm just really glad she wasn't hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because anything could have happened. You know, people die from the... People get stray bullets. Stray bullets don't have no name on it. And so I'm really happy that she just didn't get hit. But when she told me that, I was like, damn, in Gwinnett County, nigga? When the fuck they start doing that? That's the suburbs of Atlanta. That's supposed to be the good area. I don't understand. But she told me that, and she called me. And, you know, obviously, she hit me up on the phone because, you know, we friends. And she was shook about it. And I was like, damn. In your neighborhood? That's not the hood. And I don't know who it was or what it was all about, but just glad my homegirl didn't get hurt. You know what I'm saying? And just shouts out to God, shouts out to fate, whatever you want to call it. I'm glad about that. I just had to share that. She's a longtime supporter of the show. She calls in all the time. You feel me? She shows love. And I'm just glad my people didn't get hurt, man. So I'm feeling upbeat about that. Just happy about
that.
But that's
definitely feeling blessed right about now.
Yes, that happened last night. Just came through, shattered her bedroom window, and hit the wall, and got lodged in the wall. And it could have just got lodged in her. And it didn't. And she has two children who were in the house. You know what I'm saying? So, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But just, you know, you never know, man. You just never really know. Get your life right. Ironically, I'm using gunshots for that story. Anyway. Kill me for doing it. Whatever. Episode 300. You know what it is. Shout out to Michigan girl. You know what I'm saying? She's from Michigan, but she lives in Atlanta now. And Atlanta is a mutt city. There's more people here from other places than actually was born and raised here. And that's the nature of the city. If you don't know that, do your research. So, now, Michigan girl, give us, I know you're not an artist either, so we're going to take this slow like we did with Amy.
I mean, I did a drop for you before last time you decided to do this. So, I mean, yeah, you know I'm not an artist, but...
Episode 100, I did it on the 100th
yeah.
episode.
You did it on the 100th. That's how long I've been rocking with K100. I remember the very first episode.
Fuck all you other motherfuckers. You been rocking with me since episode 2, bitches? No. So, damn it. Yeah, she cut the line when she called in. I don't give a fuck how long you been waiting. I'm going to her line. Fuck it. I don't got to explain nothing to you niggas. Okay. Michigan girl.
Yeah.
Michigan girl. Real quick.
Yes.
Yo, this is, yo, representing Bay Harbor, Michigan, you know what I'm saying, all the way out. Yo, K100, 300 episode, congratulations. Whatever you want to do, go ahead. The floor is yours.
All right, you ready?
Go ahead.
All right, this Vina, a.k.a. Michigan Girl, representing Michigan in the ATL, and I just want to give a shout-out to K100 on his 300th episode. I rocks with you. The only place I know that break indie artists and have some of the livest talk conversation. You can talk about anything from sex, drugs, politics. So I fucks with K100, my favorite radio show.
I love it. Wait till I chop that up. I like the non-artists calling into the show. The people who just listen, that lets people know that it's just not artists. I actually have a platform and a following. Shouts out to her. I'm really glad nothing happened to you last night. Really am. Really am. And I mean it.
Thank you. I am too.
All right. Stand by. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Let's get it. Next up. Episode 300. Yeah, I haven't did not one freaking dial out. The dial out situation per people who's waiting to call and talk is going to be a problem in about 30 minutes. 914-468. What up, though? Who's this?
Yo, Blizzard, what's good? It's Hype.
Hype, what up, man? Shout out to the homie Hype, man, calling in for the show, man. Episode 300, man. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, I want to make sure I tell the 32 people that's on the phone lines. If you're an artist and you was calling to check in for Illa Kill, Illa Kill will be tomorrow. But it's my 300th episode. I didn't want to just be playing. It's 300. I can do what the fuck I want to do. How about that? Illa Kill is tomorrow. But Hype has a song. It's in rotation. And Hype was the person who sent in one song. It got murked, and he sent the other one in, and then it passed it. So, Hype. Mad respect to you, man. Can you know what I'm saying? Can you let's go ahead and get the drop out the way real quick. Go ahead and tell me, you know, Hype representing whatever. I fuss with K100 in their radio, home on the indies. The floor is yours, homie. Shoot.
Yeah, y'all already know what it is, man. Capital H. Hype in the building. Smell like money in the building. Big shout out to your boy Blizzum. K100. Y'all already know what it is, man. Get right or get left. We here. Let's go.
Word. Do it one more time and tell them where you from, though. Tell them where you from. Same thing, just tell them where you're from. You ready?
You already know, man. Represent Yonkers. Y'all already know. We're going to run it one more time, man. Smell like money in the building. Capital H, hype in the building. Big
right,
shout
go.
Out to your boy.
Hold up. Ready? You ready? All right, now, go.
Yeah. This be the boy, Capital H, hype from Yonkers. Rep it, smell like money. Shout out to your boy, Blizzum. K100. Y'all already know what it is, man. Get ready, get left.
Right. See how easy that is? It's really simple. I love the Lean On Me record, by the way. It's
looking.
Yeah, I've heard that record. That's just, you know, let me tell you this. Let me tell you something about Hype real quick. I'm gonna get your next call. I'm just gonna be brief. Hype sent me in a record, and then he sent me in the first record, and he sent me in that record, and that record got killed on Illa Kill. And then he sent me in. I'm talking to the artist right now that's on the phone lines. Then Hype sent me in Lean On Me. Okay. First of all, I want artists to understand, and I'm not trying to preach tonight, seriously, but artists, you have to understand, you've got two types of mediums when you're sending in music. You've got, when you're sending in music to the same music, the same song, sometimes, I know everybody says, push your single, go with your single. But remember back in the day when music made sense and music actually made money? If you didn't notice, people would put a single out, but then they would put a second song, maybe a third if they could afford it, you know what I'm saying, on the record. Or either they would do a maxi single and a remix or whatever. You have to understand, what works in the clubs doesn't necessarily work when you're dealing with radio. People who call in the internet radio, people who call in the internet radio and spend time to actually listen to internet radio, they probably sick of the club. They're probably sick of everything that's being played in the club. They could be doing a lot of other things at 8 to 10 o'clock prime time, but they're not listening to internet radio. I say that to say this. The song that Hype sent me the first time, it probably would have been the shit in the club, but the people who were on the air for Illa Kill, they looking for some radio, whether it be internet or FM. What sounds good on radio don't always sound good on the club. Now, of course, you've got people who cross both of them over, especially in Atlanta. All they play in Atlanta is 80% club music. It's the shit you hear in the club, they play it in Atlanta. But with a different medium, you know, you got different kind of songs, you know. So just think about what you send in radio, internet radio. It may not be the same thing that you want to hear in the club, because people who listen to alternative methods, they're pretty much sick of FM radio at that point. That's why they're listening to internet radio. You know, they got a vested interest in checking out what's going on. They're looking for something different, especially the consumer side. The artists are just trying to be heard. But the consumers who actually listen to shows like mine, they pretty much are tired of FM radio at this point. And that's why I got them. And that's why I got a lot of people, because a lot of people are tired of FM radio. No disrespect to the people who are on FM radio. You know what I'm saying? The people who the on-air personalities. But if you didn't know, they don't pick the music. The people that you hear on the radio, they don't pick what they play. You know, the host, the Greg Streets and Ryan Cameras of the world are not who's picking the music. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my ATL crowd. Ricky Smiley don't pick what he play. The program director does. And Enter Payola. You got to understand that, ladies and gentlemen. You got to understand that. But over here at K100 Radio, the person who you hear talking, I pick this shit. Well, I take that back. The callers pick it to go to the next level, but when it comes to the subway, I'm picking them songs to play behind each other or whatever. But I do play everything. You know what I'm saying? Even songs I just don't understand what the people was listening to on Illa Kill. I don't know what they was listening to. But my homie Hype has a great song called Lean On Me, and I'm like, that song should have been sent to you. Sometimes artists, you got that song for the club, and you get it to the club DJs, and you got that song, you get it to the radio people. That's what I'm saying. Hype has a good song that would have, I think that song would sound great in the club, but that song he got, the second song, that shit didn't even get one kill. Not one kill, because it's perfect for radio. So artists, just a little bit of Any 101 mixed in with episode 300. If you got a lot of, you should have a lot of songs. Don't fucking, I hope to God you're not sending the first song you ever recorded out to everybody talking about, this is it. This is the hit right here. You just fucked up. But if you understand how it works, you've got some music, some songs you give to DJs, and some songs you push over here to this medium, because it sounds great coming through an iPod or coming through a speaker. And when you put your CDs out, you put track, you put the single or whatever, the club song, and then you put that other song up under there. That's when people used to make money on music. Now, not so much. All right, Hype, man. Thanks for calling into the show and representing, man. All the way from New York, yeah. Man, Yonkers. And that Lean On Me, I fuck with that record. That's a great record.
Appreciate that. Yo, y'all can follow me on Twitter, at Heavyweight Hype. Y'all can check me out on YouTube, Heavyweight Hype.
Or right.
Yeah,
Heavyweight Hype. Check him out, man. But when you listen to Subway, you hear Lean On Me, you're going to be like, oh, that song is great. That song is built for radio. That song is built for radio, bro. I'm telling you. That song is crazy. Because in Atlanta, you have what goes in the club goes in Atlanta. Atlanta is a different market. But it used to, remember back when music used to be profitable, it was a separation. You know, what you heard on the radio, you didn't necessarily hear in the club. But you go to the club to get drunk and party, and you go in your car and the radio, you just kind of cruising and riding, and you're on your way to work. You know what I'm saying? And it was a separation of what the club played and what the radio played. You know what I'm saying? And what K100 represents is what radio kind of used to be, where we playing stuff that sounds great when you're on your iPod or when you're just chilling and listening. We got some club songs that we play, but I love the radio songs, the songs that just sound good for radio. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think FM radio has really gotten away from that. Sometimes you listen to FM radio and you think, nigga, I should have a fucking glass of Ciroc in my hand, and it's 10 a.m. Right. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. From the 501. What up, though? Who's this?
This is Alicia. What's going on?
Alicia, what's happening, baby?
Hey.
Unstoppable, yeah, I'm unstoppable. Leave it up to me.
Leave it up to me. Unstoppable. Oh, you tell me come and get it. Now I got it, but you want it, you can't get it. I'm threatening me.
We are telling these people we're giving it, we letting the cat out of the bag. Alicia Music, man.
Yeah,
very,
we really
yeah, we are. That's a song that me and Alicia is working on that we have yet to finish, but we're gonna get there. That was produced by yours truly, and she's a talented singer and she's killing it and it sounds great. I can't wait for y'all. I can't wait for that song to be done, mixed, mastered, and put to the masses. I'm so waiting for that record to come out.
Yes, yes.
Alicia Music, ladies and gentlemen. What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to check in with you. So, you know, to tell you congratulations on your 300th episode. Do you feel like the Spartan? Right about
I feel like I could take a nigga down. Yeah.
Victorious. You know what I mean? Just victorious. Unstoppable. Like, yeah.
I feel unstoppable. I feel like 300 under my belt. I'm feeling myself. I'm smelling myself tonight. Just, I'm fucking testing my gangster with this shit. All right. Don't do it to yourself, Shouty. Yeah, no, seriously. But I am, I do. I just feel like, yeah, you know, it's a milestone, and I'm an infant. That's the funny thing is, I'm one of these people who recognize the accomplishment and then recognize that ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like me too. I feel the same way. I'm like, I always can grow, I always can develop and learn. You never can be at the top and learn. Like, you know, where you think you got it all, like you stop yourself from learning, basically. So
right, yeah. Right. Yeah, I gotta, my platform is not the biggest. I mean, shit. I'm not even the biggest on. I'm not even the biggest in Atlanta on internet radio. I'm not even close. Although I am up for an award. By the way,
congratulations on that.
Yeah, K100 Radio, the Atlanta Underground. K100 Radio is up for most supportive online radio show. If you follow me on Twitter, I've tweeted it out yesterday. I tweeted it out again today. Follow me on Twitter at K100_radio. You can follow me personally on at Blizzm, BLIZM. But if you don't like, I don't really like Blizzm, but I like the show. Fine, no problem. At K100_radio. And K100 is up for most supportive online radio award for the Atlanta Underground Music Awards this year. Last year they had it. Last year was the first one. And this one should be better. Hopefully this year than the last one. Last one was okay, but it was a little bit of confusion with it all. But hopefully this year is more organized and better. You know what I'm saying? But it was still a nice turnout for last year's award ceremony. And hopefully this year it grows. Last year was the first Atlanta Underground Music Award. This is the second one. And K1 Radio was for an award for most supportive online radio. So.
Well, it's deserving. You're deserving of this. So congratulations. Okay. And
Thank you
guys, don't forget to go download the Blizzm app. I'm rocking with it.
You like that?
Yeah. That little girl.
I'm going to leave it out of this.
That little girl, I have to tell everybody.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but since you did bring it up, I'm saying download the app. All right. So, just something. I didn't bring it up, y'all. Alicia did. I was going to leave myself out of it as an artist totally tonight. Okay, episode 300. Alicia, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, give it to me, babe.
Okay.
Who you are? Wait a minute. Make sure you tell me where you're from, where you're representing, and you fuck with K100. The floor is yours. Go.
Hey, it's your girl, Alicia L., representing all the way from Arkansas. And I'm rocking with Blizzm at K100 Radio, home of the Indies.
Perfect. Of course, Alicia is an artist. So she do this shit. Right. Right.
Yes. Well,
so
thank you so much. Huh?
When you coming back to Atlanta? When you going to be back to Atlanta?
Maybe I'm in Atlanta right now.
Wow. If you are, and I don't know that, then this is for you.
You know, I may have to pop up on y'all.
I ain't your damn boyfriend. You gotta pop up on me. What kind of bullshit is that?
I don't mean like that. You like my big bro. You know, I have to sneak in every now and then. Make sure I got, you know, I got the taekwondo behind me. I may have to jump somebody for you. So, checking on you.
Well, you see how people do you, man. You see how they do you. All right, you ready? All right, thanks for calling into the show, though. All right?
You're so welcome. All right.
All right, stand by. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Make sure y'all hit me up. To the dial out. If you're on the phone lines and you haven't talked yet, though, but make sure you hit the number one on your keypad. If you're on the phone lines right now and you want to give a drop and you haven't given a drop yet, make sure you hit the number one on your keypad, because while I have a lot of people on the lines, I'm going with the people who actually hit the number one. It shows me a little prompt that you want to talk. So if you're on the phone lines right now and you haven't talked yet, look at your phone and press the number one, and then I can see how many of y'all want to talk, which I haven't had a chance to give a drop yet, all right? But I got to do some dial. Hold on, let me see. Let me go down this list. Hold up. I got a list of people who like... Hold on a second. Let me get it together. A list of people who was like, Blizzard, man, you got to dial me out, because when I do it, I got to do it, and I got to be out, man, because I'm so important and I'm so busy. All right, let me see. I'm going to do it in the order that they text me back and said do it. You know what I'm saying? All right. Oh, well, I got to do LaVon Dash. He is real supportive of the show. You feel what I'm saying? So I don't mind dialing the homie out, man. And he has a great song that we always play on the show that a lot of people like. You know what I'm saying? So we're just like, Bliss, I'm going to be in a session, man. Can you make sure you dial me, man? Because you know time is money, man. I'm paying for the time. And I understand that. You know what I'm saying? So we'll get LaVon Dash on the phone real quick. We'll call. After that, we'll go to some callers. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to get some drops. That's it. Hold on.
Hello?
Homie, what up, though? K100 Radio, what's popping?
Listen, what's good, big dog?
What up, man? LaVon Dash in the building, man. You know what I'm saying?
You got to. You already know what it is, man. Bang, bang, man.
Hey, man. Shouts out to the homie, man. You know, he's got a record that's already in rotation here on the show, man. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people like that record. You know what I'm saying? The Getting Dough record. You feel me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So a lot of people just, you know, really, really like that record. And it is. Now, LaVon Dash has an example of a record that does sound great. It would sound great in the club, but it does sound good on radio, too, though. You feel me? Especially if you like
Absolutely.
The 8-0. You know I'm saying? That vibe of music. Then it's a great song. It's a good song. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the homie. But we said we was going to dial you in so you can do your drop for the 300th episode.
Oh, yeah, man. You already know what it is.
Please, give the floor is yours. LaVon Dash, man. Really represent. And then you fuck with K100, home of the Indies. Go, homie.
Man, you already know what it is. Your boy LaVon Dash checking in. South side of the A-Man College Park, to be exact. I just want to say big shout to the homie Blizzard Man for supporting the music. He's one of the first people to spin Getting Dough, man. It's doing real good, getting a lot of love, man. Flawless Victory is the mixtape. It's coming out June 15th, man. It's going to be an epic banger mixtape, man. Y'all got to go support it, man. Follow me on Twitter, at LaVon Dash, man. Once again, shouts out to K100. They support independent artists, man. That's a big thing, man, because it's hard to get on these days. So I definitely salute y'all for that, man.
Absolutely. Go ahead and tell people how to get to your music, homie. Why not? Go ahead.
Matter of fact, you can get to my music, man. Reverb Nation/LaVon Dash, man. I got everything on there, man. Go check it out.
All right. Are you going to shoot a video for Getting Dough?
That's yes, absolutely, man. The video's coming soon, man. It's coming soon. It's going to be a movie.
Yeah, that song, I think that song right there, you know, especially for just this, you know what I'm saying, this atmosphere and this crowd, you know what I'm saying, just the way Atlanta loves that song, though. But it's just, first of all, it sounds great. It sounds great sonically. You know, I get a lot of music.
Oh, yeah, appreciate that, man.
You know, we get a lot of people who send us music, and just the quality of it is just subpar.
Right, right.
You know, your sound great. You know, if it sounds that good on internet radio, I'm pretty sure it bang in the club. But I like
Oh, yeah, man. It's gonna be a hot summer, man. We're going to let a lot of young ladies make some money off of that in the strip club, man. So just know.
Well, you know, we support the naked hustle.
Absolutely, babe.
Just saying, ladies, we support the naked hustle. We do.
Already, man.
We don't judge over here, man. LaVon Dash, man, thanks for calling into the show, homie, all right?
Absolutely, man. I'm going to be tuned in more and more, man. We definitely going to do big things, man. Big ups.
All right, homie. Shouts out to you.
Hold it up.
All right, hold on. Let me get the next caller. Let me see. Hold on. Let me get the next one. The homie, the R&B crooner, Southside R&B crooner. Let me see if I can get him on the line. Hold on. I don't know how many people going to get. I don't know how many of these call-ins we going to do. Where? Oh. Ooh. Let me see here. Now, if they don't answer the phone, they ain't calling back. I'm just saying. Uh-oh. They might not answer. I go to a call. All right. Well, it only lets you ring a certain amount of time. You feel me? What does that mean? Okay. All right, so here we are. All right, let me go to the phone lines. Okay, 850. Let me see. 850-276. Hold on. Wait a minute, y'all. One second. Let me refresh my page. I'm at the mercy of computers over here. All right, let me see. Oh, shit. I think I hung up on them. My bad. Anyway, 404-468. What up, though?
What up?
What up, though? Who this?
It's Bama, nigga. What up?
Bama, what up, man? The homie Bama, man, she rocking. He checking in, man. Seeing me. What's happening with you, homie?
What up, Ning?
Shit, chilling, man. We over here chilling, man.
What's going on, K100?
Man, we over here grinding, man. We grinding, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is, man. Episode 300. 300 episodes, man. 300 shows. We 300 deep in this, man, in this thing, man. You know, we've been doing this shit for a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? Even though we just got your song on the air, you know what I'm saying? We've been going hard for a minute, man. So we're just trying to get people to show love to the show. Give us a drop. We're doing a promo reel for it, and we're going to have you on there and everything. You know what I'm saying? So just show love, man. Shouts out to the homie, man. I see you out here grinding. I seen Bama. First time I met Bama, of course, was at Throwbacks over there on the south side of Street Talk joint. You know what I'm saying? He always comes through and he rocks the show and everything. So, you know, he goes hard. He grinds. I always see him my day. He's rocking the show and everything. You know what I'm saying? So we want to give him a chance. And of course, we put his song, She Rocking, through Illa Kill. And now it's in rotation on the subway. You feel me? So shout out to him for that. For making
I didn't even get a chance to hear what they said on Illa Kill, man, how that was.
Oh, they did. I think it was like, because, you know, I took like 10 votes. I think it was like two kills and eight ills. So it won. It passed by a big margin. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even a close vote. It was like 8-2. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So it was way past the point where it was like.
Appreciate everybody's support, man. If y'all buy y'all computers or your cell phones, please go follow your boy at BAMA_CME on Twitter. And I really, really, really do support K100 Radio because I look on Twitter every day. And they tweeting something about my song, so anything y'all need from me, y'all got it. And if I get my favorite, name is Andrew, and it'll make your boy feel better.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get it dropped straight through. Of course, I want you to say, you know what I'm saying, this is Bama. I want you to make sure you tell me where you represent because we real big on, we got artists from all over the nation. You know what I'm saying? So just tell me, yo, this is Bama, representing whatever, and tell me where you're from, and you rocking with K100 Radio, home of the Indies. All right, go ahead.
K100 Radio what?
We rocking with K100 Radio, home of the Indies.
Home of the Indies. Go ahead.
All right. All right. All right. Go. You got it.
Hey, what's happening, world? It's your boy, BAMA, CEO of CME, repping for Drum Squad. And y'all know I'm rocking with K100 Radio, home of the Indie artists. Hey, Southside, what it do?
All right, homie. We got you in there, man. Tell Miss Mina I said what up, though, too. You feel me?
I got y'all hollering at Mina, too.
All right, homie. Shouts out to the homie Bama, man. You feel me? He's on the grind. We got his single, She Rocking, over here in rotation at K100 Radio. So you make sure you check that brother out, man. And hit him up on Twitter.
Hey, I'm going to call in tomorrow. So if y'all want to ask me any questions, I'm going to call in K100 tomorrow if they let me call, too. I love y'all, man. Y'all hold it down, bro. Stay on your grind.
Absolutely, homie. Appreciate it. All right. Next up. I still got 8 more people to call out. Anyway, 205-799. What up, though?
What it is, bro?
What it is? Who this?
What it is, fam?
What up, homie? What's poppin'? Who this?
Hey, this 13, man. What's good with it?
Oh, 13. What up, homie?
Hey, chillin', man. Chillin', man. I'm working as usual, man.
Yeah, all right. The homie the 13th, he's got a song over here in rotation at K100 in their radio called Ooh Wee. That's the name of the record. You know what I'm saying? It's on the subway. He paid his dues, made through Illakill, and he calls into the show. And he always supports the show, man. So shouts out to him for that. He always calls into the show. Whether we played the song that week, and he's calling in to the talk segments and everything. Like, he on the phone line, he engaging in the discussions. So definitely want to get a drop from him, man. So you know how it is, man. Just tell us, yo, who you is, where you from. Make sure you tell us where you from. And you rocking with K100 Radio, home of the Indies. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, shoot, go ahead.
Hey, what it do, world? Hey, this your boy, 13, representing the Bread Hunters, man, from Ellisville, Alabama. You know what I'm talking about? MLAINC affiliated. You know what I'm saying? And I'm on here rocking with K100 Radio, man. Where it's goddamn keep it 100 or keep away from the station. You know what I'm talking about? You already know. Fuck with my boy Blizzard off top. That's once again, it's your boy 13, Bread Hunter representing. You already know.
Wow. 13, man. Thanks for calling into the show, homie. I really appreciate that, you dig?
No problem, bro.
All right, man. Thanks for that drop, man. Let me keep it moving, man, because we got more people, and I got people that I'm supposed to be dialing out 30 minutes ago.
So, man, that's what's up.
Stand by. All right. Glenwood, lay low. What up, homie?
What's happening, bro?
What's happening, bro? What up, though?
Oh, man, you know, I'm on I-20 East right now, man. Headed back to the east side.
All right. Shout out to the homie Glenwood Lalo, man. It's true, man. The mixtape that's out right now, you can get that motherfucker off datpiff.com. Hosted by K100 Radio. Only mixtape out that's hosted by Internet Radio Show. If you find another one, let us know. We'll stop saying it. Actually, no, we won't. But we ain't got to worry about that because ain't nobody got another show. Ain't nobody else got one, a mixtape out that's hosted by Internet Radio Show. That's that crunk. You should check out that, man, because the music is great. First of all, Glenwood Lalo got some great music. But then it's just different. It's a mixtape, but it sounds like K100. So you got breaks and people calling in. You got skits and cuts. And, you know, you got live audio from the show with people calling in, talking shit. Shit is just bananas, man. And it's an all-around great project. You understand what I'm saying? Shouts out to Glenwood.
Yeah, and If you don't have, because, you know, you got to have a DatPiff account to actually download the mixtape. If you don't have a DatPiff account, you can go to hotnewhiphop.com, and they'll let you download it for free, you know what I'm saying, without having to sign up and all that crazy shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's hotnewhiphop.com, and just put a search for Glenwood Lalo, spelled L-E-Y-L-O, and the mixtape will pop right up.
All right. So, shouts out to the homies. So now, Glenwood Lalo, man, go ahead and give me that drop, man. Of course, tell them who you are from, where you representing, and then tell them you rocking with K100 Radio, man. Let me get that drop, bro. Floor is yours.
Yeah, this your boy, Glenwood Lalo, man, checking in from East Atlanta, Zone 6, man. We in the building. Digimob Entertainment in the building. I'm on the radio every week with my boy, Blizzum, at K100 Radio, the best, hottest hip-hop R&B Internet radio in the country, and that's because Glenwood Lalo said so. And I fought with K100 because they keep the K100 on.
Right. Yo, shout out to the homie, man. Make sure he's got a video he's working on for the Getting to the Money video off the It's True mixtapes. You guys make sure you check it out. Tell him what your Twitter is, because he's got what's the YouTube that you just put out with the behind the scenes for the
If you go to YouTube right now. I just put up the album release party. You know, we went to the hood. You know what I mean? We ain't try to stunt like, you know, everybody else be doing. We went straight to the hood strip club. You know, Goosebumps downtown. Shout out to Goosebumps. So just pull up Glenwood Lalo album release party at Goosebumps. It'll pop right up on YouTube. You know, and catch me on Twitter at Glenwood Lalo, GlenwoodLaylo. And follow Digimob ENT, follow the Android Gang _DMB. You know, we all in the building trying to do big things, man. You know what I mean?
All right, homie. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate that.
Ain't no question. Right,
y'all got to check that mixtape out, man. You know what I'm saying? I did my 1-2. I'm not a DJ. That's the gangster shit about it all. I ain't even a DJ, and I'm around hosting mixtapes. And that shit is gangster. You got to listen to it. There is no mixtape out like Glenwood Lalo. The music is good. The music is great. My favorite track, track number 9, Dear Father, love that record. It's in heavy rotation at K100. But you got to listen to the mixtape in a whole, man, and just see how we broke it down, because it sounds like someone's tuning into a radio show. And then, you know, we pro-tooled that thing out, man. That thing sounds like you're listening to a live broadcast, you know, in between it. You know what I'm saying? With the call-ins and those call-ins that's on that mixtape, those are actually people who actually – those are actually recorded call-ins from K100 Radio. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just a different spin, a unique take on approaching a mixtape at the end of the day, man. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you check it out, man. datpiff.com/Glenwood Lalo and holler at the homie, all right? Next up, let me do this other dial out. Now, if this person doesn't answer, I won't be mad, because I told him I would call at a certain time, and I didn't. And that's my fault. You know what I'm saying? But let me see if I can get him on the line. Because I said I was going to call like a while ago, but I've been talking shit and I'm drinking and people are on the phone lines. All right, hold on. Okay, I'm ready. Hold on. All right, here we go. We're dialing out. Hopefully they get him. I won't be mad at this person if they don't answer, because I was supposed to call a very... Yeah, it didn't work out for me. Like, they might not be able to answer. They told me they had a meeting at 9. It's 9:30.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail of P. Brown of Street Talk. Please leave a name and a number, and I will give you a call back as soon as possible. Thank you.
I'm sorry. She's going to be like, listen, I told you to call me at 9 o'clock. It's 9:30. My bad, P. I'm going to text P and tell her, look, I'm going to call her back. That was P. Brown from Street Talk Entertainment. And she's like, listen, I want to make sure I give you a drop, but you got to call me because I got a meeting at 9. Call me before 9, and I did. I'm sorry. I'm going to text her right now. All right, hold on. All right. Hopefully, because she might not know who the number is. I told her, man, then I was supposed to text her before I called. You know, this is 1800, man. It's 1800, boy. All right, next up, we'll get to the phone line. All right, hold on. Let me see what we got here. Oh, we got 347. 337. You have 347. 347. What up, though? 347. 327. What up, who this?
What up? It's your boy, Marquise. What's good, man?
Marquise, what's happening, man?
Chilling.
Marquise just got it. Rotation. He just got into rotation over here at K1 in the radio with his song Illusions. It's a real dope record. R&B, you know what I'm saying? We love getting the dope R&B over here, you know what I'm saying? Because we got so much hip-hop. So we love getting that dope R&B over here. When somebody sent me some dope R&B, I love that. So he sent me a great R&B record, man. You know what I'm saying? That we got on the show. And it's called Illusions, and I like that record. It's great for radio. It's great for the radio, man. So shouts out to him and shouts out to his people for hitting me up. So let's get to it, man. Episode 300.
Yes, sir.
Respect the grind. Respect the grind. Shit is, it's not necessarily hard work, but it's tedious. You must be dedicated, all right?
Yeah.
I have to take two hours out of my day, 4 days a week, and not to mention how much it takes for me to prep, email, tweet, get flyers and all this other shit and get equipment and everything to make this shit work over here. And I don't get paid, and I don't charge artists shit for a submission. Now, that ain't love. I don't know what it is. What is that?
You're right.
Right. So, Marquise, man, let me go ahead and get that drop. Make sure you tell me who you are, what clique you represent or whatever, and where you from. Please don't forget to tell me where you from and that you rocking with K100 Radio, home of the Indies, man. All right, shoot.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Marquise, based out of Hot Atlanta, kicking it with your boy, Blizzums at K100, the home of the indie artists. Number one radio station in internet land, period. Yeah, man. A little stumble.
I'm going to do it over. All right, do it over. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, shoot.
What up? It's your boy Marquise, based out of Hot Atlanta, kicking it with your boy Blizzums at Q100, the home of the indie artists. Number one radio station in damn it, let me do it one more time and wrap the shit up, son.
Don't worry about it. I'm taking all this shit through Pro Tools. Everybody else that fucked up, they're going to sound amazing when I get done. Trust me. I do this shit. All right, ready? Hold up. You got to wait for the music to applause. Hold up. Not yet. And, okay, go.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Marquise, based in Hot Atlanta. Kicking it with your boy Blizzums at K100 with the indie artist. Number one internet radio station, hands down, period.
All right, now I have enough. I'm going to say like three words from the first one, two from the second one, and maybe that last line off that last one.
Yeah, man, that'll work.
Until maybe, assuming they don't actually listen to this episode, then that's just going to fuck you all up and then expose everything. But it's not my fault. This is,
yeah,
this
dog, it's not.
It's not my fault.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
All right, man, thanks for calling to the show, homie.
Yes,
all right, next up. 337, I'm trying to get down the line. Please, y'all be patient with me, man. Please. All right. 337, 376. What up, though?
What it do?
I can recognize that voice from a zillion voices. The homie Rasty Rawls, man, representing the boot. What up, man?
I'm chilling, man. You know, I had to call in and give you this drop. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'm switching a long way.
Of course, man. Homie Rasper Rawls, who's got two songs in rotation. He's got another one that we just added not too long ago, but he's had One Love, who's been in rotation. You know what? I haven't talked to you. I hit you on Facebook, and Rasper Rawls, about that dude that sampled your, that you felt like sound, the song kind of sounded like that one. But I did. I don't know. I listened to that, and I'm like, I don't know, Rasper. That song, I don't know.
I'm just saying the melody, the same melody I sampled. That's the same melody you got in the background low in this song. Listen to it when it first come on. Because once the beat pick up, you can barely hear it. Oh, you can only really hear it when it first come on.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You are an artist, so you know your shit. But if you gotta even tell me, just listen real hard, don't worry about it. No one's gonna pick up on that. You know what I'm saying? Because
my producer called me and he heard that somebody else called. And you know he made the track.
That's what I'm saying. The producer, man. He got producer ears. The consumers don't hear that shit. Damn it. They ain't gonna hear that shit. I mean, you know, because, I mean, everybody's sampling. Y'all know y'all ain't gonna be the only motherfucker that sampled a sample, especially not that sample.
Not that
sample's been jacked. Y'all like the 50th motherfucker that jacked that sample.
Shit, that probably be longer than that. We probably be down the line further than that.
I'm just saying, I just rounded about that. Average that out. Yeah. All right, man. Raspy Rawls, man. Go ahead and give me that drop, man. Tell them who you are, where you're from, and that you fucking with K100 Radio, man. The floor is yours, homie. Go.
You hear the voice, you know who it is. But if you don't, check this out. This is Raspy Rawls, Franklin, Louisiana representative, First Class Music Group, Fly Nation, all working, no playing, ENT. And I'm chilling with my boy Blizz. I'm at K100 Radio, the home of the Indies. If we don't fuck with that mainstream and you ain't in there, we don't fuck with Holla at
us. It's a beautiful thing, man. I'm still feeling all the love and support. I got so many people on the phone lines. I got people that I'm supposed to be dialing out. I don't know. Hopefully I can get to the dial outs. I really want to make sure I get to all the dial outs. But if I'm supposed to be dialing you out, man, please, if you can, call in, because I got to get to these people that's on the phone lines too, and they've been waiting patiently. Shouts out to Raspy Rawls, homie. You ready? You ready, next one? All right, Raspy. Thanks, man. Thanks for tuning in, homie.
All right.
678-751. What up, though? Who's this?
Yo, what's good? This your boy Raheem, man.
Raheem, what up, homie?
Hey, man.
What's going on, man? You ready to give a drop?
Yeah, man. Hey, man, look, man. I'm ready for the drop, man. I'm fucking with y'all the long way, man. Y'all just put me in rotation with the Drinking While I Drive.
That's right. A Drink While I Drive. I was gonna play that last one, but then I ran out of time because I had to play some R&B because I tried to mix it up. But I got you on the next one, the next Subway. So you be played on that one.
I'm still fucking with you, man. I got that new one coming for y'all, 20 bands, real soon, man.
All right, make sure you send me that one too. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
All right, man. The homie Raheem checking in. Make sure you tell me who you are, your click, where you're from. Make sure you tell me where you're from. And you fucking with K100 Radio, homie. Shoot. It's yours.
Yeah, this your boy Raheem, a.k.a. Big Folk, man. Messing around with that 413 music group, you feel me? Your boy over here on that east side, the best side, Glenwood, stand up. I'm rocking with K100 the long way, extra long way, man, for real. If you ain't fucking with him, go kill yourself.
Shoot a gunshot. Oh, man. Raheem, homie, drinking while I drive. Yeah, I remember.
I got that new one. The new one much harder than that. But make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Big Folk. That's at BIGFLK.
All right. Shouts out to the homie. I want to go ahead and put this out while I got a lot of people on the phone lines tuning in. I got a change in policy on the show. From now on, and this is only because we're at episode 300, man. This is the 300th episode. The show has grown immensely, okay? So this is something that I have to do. This is what I'm going to start doing now as far as artists on K100 in their radio when you send me music, okay? Because I can't I'm running into a problem with Illakill, and it's becoming a problem. It's becoming an issue with some of this, with the music, with the submission process. What I'm going to start doing is this, but I want you artists to listen to me very closely, please. Look, man, what I'm going to start doing is, if you already got a song on Illakill, right, and it's already been illed, I'm going to let you send me a new song if you want to send me a new song. I won't make you go through Illakill anymore if you've already been ill, because at that point, I feel like, okay, that's a little bit redundant, and I got too many new artists sending me music. So when artists who already been illed send me music, I'm like, yo, you got to wait till I get to the new people, and then their song just never, they got a brand new single out, and their other song been in rotation for 3-4 months, and they're ready to break the new record. What I'm going to do is this for all you artists, okay? This is how I'm going to solve this problem. If you already got a song and you already been illed, you can send me more music. I personally will pick whether or not I want to switch it out. Just keep in mind, once you send me a new song and I swap it out, I'm going to delete the other song out of the goddamn hard drive, all right? So if you really are done with that other record or whatever, you know what I'm saying, all right, because I only got so much space, and you send me a new song, I won't make you go through Illakill because you already passed the test in Illakill. And that's cluttering up the opportunities for the new artists. And then that song will probably, if I just do it like that, I don't broadcast enough. So what I'm going to start doing is, if you are an artist who already been illed on the show, I will make the determining factor about your next song that you send me, about whether or not I want to replace it with the other song or whatever, or do I like it more than the one you already got done. I'll be the judge, jury, and executioner of that, because it's not fair that it's taking too long for me to get artists on artist music voted on who's already been on, because you guys automatically, by rule of the show, take a second seat to somebody who isn't even in rotation yet. All right? That will kill a lot of people emailing me, when you're going to do the next record, all that. I'll listen to it. I got a great ear. I'll listen to the song. I'll be the judge and jury if whether or not we're going to go ahead and give you some airplay for the second one if you've already been illed on the show as an artist. That'll kill a lot of just wait time and unnecessary BS. New policy. New rules. There you have it. All right. I'm going to have to say that about 100 more times over the next 2 months. But that's breaking news for episode 300. We're changing that rule starting with today. So when it comes to Illakill and you artists who already been illed and you already in rotation, just send me the song. I'm going to listen to it. If I like it like that, I'll throw it in rotation. You ain't got to go through Illakill. But I got to like it like that. I'm the judge, jury, and executioner at this point. It's up to me. You don't get the benefit of the vote. All right? And there you have it. 678-468. What up, though? Who's this?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's going on? Who this?
Blizzum? What's up?
Yeah, it's Blizzum.
LeBron Music checking in with you.
Oh, LeBron, what's up, man? What's happening with you, man?
LeBron, man. What's up, man?
Only, I mean, that's, you know why I said that? Because niggas can't hit their free throws in goddamn 2012. And I got money on niggas. LeBron?
What?
LeBron,
go hit it for you then, bud. You want to put your money right here.
J-Bron Music, man. Yo, the homies got two songs in rotation. We played the new one the other night. You know what I'm saying? In the subway. But the homies got two songs. His song, Beautiful, is a fan favorite that we got going on over here. So what's up on me? And we did an interview with him not too long ago. So go ahead, man. Let's get this thing rolling. Give me the drop, homie. You know what I'm saying, Jabron, you know what I'm saying, where you represent, and you rocking with K1, the radio home of the Indies, man. Let me get that, homie. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right.
This is Jabron checking in. This is Jabron checking in from the south side of Atlanta. Jabron Music, singer, songwriter. I wanted to give a big shout out to K100 for keeping it 100. You know what I mean? The homie Blizzard. He doing his things. We're keeping the interesting conversations going on. And we also been an independent artist. So big ups to y'all. Keep doing it.
All right. Chop that up nicely. Shouts out to him, man. Shouts out to you for making good music, man. That music. Do you remember that girl, the girl who actually tweeted you the last time about that new song?
Yeah, I tweeted her back.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Make sure you get with her, man, because she actually does magazines. She's part of a magazine and stuff. So make sure you get her music when she asks for it. All right?
Great, man. Great, man. I appreciate that, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, and I'll be tuned in. I'm going to spread the word.
All right,
also,
man.
Y'all can get at me, your followers can get at me at Jabron Music. That's Twitter. Twitter at Jabron Music. J-E-B-R-O-N Music. You can Google it, Facebook it, .com it.
All right. Shouts out to the homie, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, man. Woo! All right. Here we go. All right, let me call back. I got to make this call back again. Okay. And dialing out now.
Shootout Marketing.
What's up, man? What's happening?
What happened now?
Just listen, K100 Radio, what's up?
What up?
What up, what up? Thanks for taking the call. K100 Internet Radio, man, y'all know what it is. Episode 300. I'm on the line with the CEO of Street Talk Entertainment, Pete Brown. A lot of my artists...
Big congrats.
Thank you. We out here grinding. Your grind is a lot longer than mine, so congrats and big ups to you for that. But we got Pete Brown right here from Street Talk Entertainment. She has the biggest open mic.
Street Talk Promotions.
Oh, Street Talk Promotions. My bad. Street Talk Promotions. She's on the line. She's got the biggest open mic in Atlanta, and she's also the head of the Atlanta Record Pool, the biggest record pool in the city of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And it's really big. So if you guys don't know nothing about that, you're not even on your grind if you're in the Atlanta area. But the open mic that she has over there at Throwbacks on the South Side, the biggest and longest running in the city. And she's well-respected in the industry, and she's a grinder, man. So big ups to her for taking the call. I'm glad you took a minute to go ahead and give K100 Internet Radio a shout-out, you know what I'm saying, for our 300th episode. So you know what it is. I mean, Street Talk, P. Brown, you know, we fucking with K100. Can you give it to me?
Shout-out to my boy, Blizzle, man, K100, 300 episodes. That's what I'm talking about, man. They doing their thing. Definitely, I know Blizzle has, you know, worked both sides. He's worked the artist side. Now he's working the promoter side. He's working the other lane, the industry side. So big ups to him, man, for realizing, you know, that it's more than one way to skin a cat in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And shout-out to the poor cat, too. Sorry about that.
All right, you're right. I'm really going to have to chop that one. Do it one more time. Pete Brown, Street Talk Entertainment. Shout, and then, yeah, like that. So
am I not allowed to say bitch?
Yes.
Shout out to my boy Blizzle, man, doing his thing. K100 Radio, 300 episodes, doing it big, man. Working both sides of the pole, man. He's on the goddamn industry side of it. He's on the artist side of it. Big congrats, man. Salute, Blizzle. You have to chop that one, too.
All right.
The other one was flawless, though. You messed me up.
I'm going to make it all sound so so sweet. Tell them about
Street Talk, Street Talk, checking in.
I could just throw that on there and film. Got that. Tell them what you got going on, P. Everything that you got popping before you get off the line. Go ahead.
Oh, of course. You know, each and every Wednesday right here, ATL's biggest open mic goes down at Club Throwbacks right now. In fact, I am here right now doing the thing, man. We got about 22 artists on the stage. We start the show about 11 o'clock. Sign up starts at 8. So definitely follow us, Street Talk CEO, but it's ATL Open Mic, you know, at Club Throwbacks every Wednesday. Then, of course, we got the ATL Record Pool coming up on June 15th, biggest industry event in the Southeast right now. 100-plus DJs, 1,000-plus people in the building. So definitely, if you want to Google the ATL Record Pool, see what we got going on, always go to YouTube, look up ATL Record Pool, and you can really see what we got going on, and then just follow us on Twitter.
Oh, lovely. Appreciate it, P. I love it. Thanks a lot, man. I may come through just to be in the building tonight and just to politic with you guys and show love, all right?
Oh, that'll work. You know, we already filling up, Blizzle, so you're definitely welcome. You know, blue motherfuckers on deck, of course.
I'm on this 1800 strong.
Hey.
Shout out to K-Sizzle. We played that last show, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie.
Shout out to the Teddy Boys. Oh, yeah, and don't forget now, we got Freaky Fridays kicking off this Friday at Chit Chat. So I'm really excited about that, doing it with Tino down there at Chit Chat owner. So Freaky Fridays kicks off this Friday, Chit Chat, East Side. So if you're on the ATL, you're on the East Side, this Friday, come through, ladies, 3 till 12. We got free shots, and we got a $250 wet T-shirt contest that's going to kick off at 1 o'clock. So if you need all the ladies out there that want to do something strange for a little bit of change, y'all come through too.
And I fucks with Tino the dumb. You know, he Tino for way, way back. Tino was my dude. You know what I'm saying? You
yeah, Tino was a cool cat right there, man. That's why, you know, like I said, that's why I had no problem getting on these Fridays, man. We about to really, really whoop up the Fridays. You know, his Wednesdays is like crazy right now. Yeah. Biggest Wednesdays in the city right now. So we said, hey, we're going to go ahead and overlay all that to Fridays. Like I said, for your Fridays, this Friday. Chit chat.
Absolutely, man. All right, P. Brown, Street Talk Promotions. I got it right. All right. Stand by.
Salute, Brism. Salute.
All right, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. I got some more callbacks, but let me get to the phone lines. Hold on. 443-488. What up, though? Who's this?
What up, Brism? This is Young Fetty.
Young Fetty, what up, homie? What up? Young Fetty, he's been hitting me up. I haven't had a chance to get your music onto Illa Kill, but we're going to be doing Illa Kill tomorrow. Normally we do it on Wednesdays, but I pushed it back because this is my 300th episode, so I kind of want to do something different, do something special. So tomorrow is Illa Kill, so you're going to make sure you tune in for that one so we can get your song voted on. Hopefully the people love it and you can get into rotation, homie. All right?
All right. That's all good, man. I'm just, to be honest, man, I'm just good, and I'm just happy that, man, as a brother like you, taking care of the independent artists like that, man. I appreciate that, man. I thought you was a fuck nigga because you ain't trying to, you know, answer my Twitter joint back when I, you know. So I was like, ah, but he a straight up dude. But you're a straight up dude, man. And happy 300 episode, man. And keep it moving, man. Much love, and I'm going to put you in my prayers, brother.
I appreciate it, man. A lot of people, you know, the thing about it, people don't. And I tell, and I, you know what this show taught me two things. It gave me a newfound respect for DJs, homie, because a lot of times I used to think a lot of DJs was fuck niggas. You feel me? Because
they
didn't do a lot of things until I start doing this show. And then I realized the time it takes to even do this show and the amount of music that I take and the amount of artists that I'm dealing with just from doing this. It's got to be 10 times that for a club radio DJ. And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, yo, niggas be getting at me and hitting me up, and I don't get a chance to hit them back and respond because I got a life outside. Them niggas get paid for it. I don't even get paid to do this shit. And I got a lot of shit that I got going on outside of it, and sometimes I just don't get back at niggas quick. And I had to sit back and say to myself, you know, I probably misjudged a whole bunch of motherfucking DJs thinking that they were some fuck niggas because until I started doing this shit myself, and then I realized at this point, I got so much going on with just my life as an artist, my regular life, and K100 that I can't get back at people ASAP like that. And so now a lot of times, niggas have niggas just all the way twisted because niggas don't be acting funny. Niggas just really do have a lot going on and they can't get right back with niggas. You know what I'm saying? And I try to just keep everything 100 with the show, with the submission process and everything, but I'm only one motherfucking guy. And my show is growing very big and it's way more than really what one person can handle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It really is. I'm really doing the most right now. And that's what I want niggas to understand about K100. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing the most.
That's what I was saying about that little Twitter joint, man. With me, man, the good, you know, the good outgrow the evil with me, man. And your good, man, is high. It's up there, man. So I can't get mad if you don't answer back. I don't know what the fuck you're doing and shit. But guess what, man? You doing something big, man, and you gonna be up on a higher pedestal, man. I'm telling you.
Well, I hope so, man. My thing is, I believe you get out. I believe you get back what you give out, and what I'm trying to do is give out love and support to cats. I got the ability to do it. I got the time and the means, and you know, God gave me the gift of gab, and I'm just trying to show love. And I feel like this love I'm showing out, I think I'll get it back, and it'll help me in the long run. That's my ultimate plan. To give this out and just get it back, however it come back. It may not come back in the form of music. This shit may come back. I don't know how it's going to come back, but I hope it come back. That's the point. Do you know what I'm saying? That's all I can say about it. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm doing it.
Guess what, bro? Listen, Blizzum, you a trip without the luggage, and that's a quote because, you know what I mean? You're going to go to big places. You ain't going to need no fucking
luggage, man, because where you going at, homie, is going to be all laid out for you. Man, listen, when you go, when this thing tomorrow where I might can hear my joint?
Tomorrow, you know, same time, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. So Illa Kill starts at 8 to 10. So, like I said, make sure, tomorrow, because I know you sent the music in, tomorrow you'll get an email response back, because I don't send the show prompts back out until the day of the show. You know what I'm saying? Because then sometimes if you do it 2 or 3 days, niggas forget. And they'll be like, ah, shit. And then they miss their rotation. You feel me? So I send it back the day of. So since we didn't do it tonight, we're doing Illa Kill tomorrow. You'll get an email from me somewhere between 12 and 3, because I don't wake up until 11:30. And then I'm going to go out and I'm going to be drinking with P. Brown and Street Talk. So it might be one. Somewhere around there. Where I wake the fuck up and I send out my emails to the artists who submitted music, and you'll get that. So 8 to 10 p.m., man, just make sure you hit the phone lines, because as you'll read in the email, I play the artist who's on the phone lines before the cats who's not, because that's just the right thing to do. So if they're on the phone lines, I make sure I get their joint on and reviewed in that order. You know what I'm saying? So just hit the phone lines, homie. We'll get it on. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. All
right, man. Well, you know, K100, that's what it is, man.
Give me a real drop. Give me a real drop. Start from the top. Who you are, what you represent, where you from, and you rocking with K100, homie. You ready? Go.
Yeah. Listen, this is Young Freddy representing Baltimore West Side, man. And K100, you know, home of the Indies. You know, hopefully it's going to be the breaking point for the Indies, man. So we ain't got to sweat and go through no industry bullshit for people to hear our voice. Because 9 times out of 10, matter of fact, 9.5 times out of 10, we sound better, we put together better than a lot of them industry niggas up there, because they all over the place. So, you know, I thank you for what you're doing, brother. And K100, Lism, West Side is the best side, Baltimore is the town, Young Fetty is in here.
All right, homie. Make sure you check for the video prompt. When we do the video drops and everything, and we do this little promo, make sure you check for your voice, all right? We're going to put this thing together nicely. All right, homie?
All right, brother.
All right, man. Check. Make sure tomorrow, tune in, 8 p.m., all right?
All right, man.
All right, man. 347-934-0966. I respect the realness of what he just said, because I can't tell you how many times I thought niggas was on some fuck shit, and then once I started doing the show, you know what I'm saying, I realized that, man, this shit ain't easy, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not even getting paid for this shit. You know what I'm saying? So when niggas start making big money and start making real moves, niggas ain't gonna be able to get back at you. It's just a fucking fact of life. And there ain't gotta be no fuck niggas for that. Niggas just got shit going on. And I learned that from doing this, because as an artist, I probably have misjudged a lot of people when I started doing K100, I realized, yeah, you know what? I probably had a lot of niggas wrong. Niggas probably really weren't acting funny. Them niggas might have forgot. Niggas be hitting me up. Now, I got so many songs in rotation that if niggas don't tweet me, or if niggas don't be like, yo, shout out to Blizzum, and I haven't heard from you in a minute, I'll stop playing the song, not because I don't like your song, but because, nigga, I got literally over 300-something songs right now that's already ill, that's in rotation, and I just might forget to play. I just might overlook it, homie. Like, if I haven't heard from you or you ain't hit me up, it ain't about riding my dick, nigga. It's about staying in my face. And that's what it is when it comes to DJs. Niggas got to understand, this is what I learned from doing K100. If you an artist and you doing it, you got to stay in niggas' faces. Because niggas will forget you. Because you one artist, but they one motherfucker. If you got a platform, you get multiple people daily hitting you up about your platform. So you sitting over there as your one person sitting here thinking, yo, I hit this nigga up, yo. He should remember me. Nigga, your name, you ain't all over BET. You are not Jay-Z. You are not Wayne or whoever the fuck you want to pick that's hot that you like. They gonna remember that, but if you're an indie artist, and truth is, I get inundated daily from artists. So yes, you need to hit me up again, and then one more motherfucking time, nigga, and I'll be like, yeah, the homie, yeah, I remember, I got him. But it's not, because, nigga, I smoke weed, I drink, all kind of shit that distract me from just being, besides the shit I got going on, okay? It don't make me a fuck, nigga, it make me a human. Understand that. If I do a dial out. Let me see if I can get the homie on the line real quick. I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time. I'm fucked up. I'm not gonna get to everybody. It's just not gonna happen. I got 3 minutes to up. 3 minutes left. Is this nigga answering the phone? He just texted me and said hit my line right now. 90-second prompt in my ear. Nah, he can't say. He can't say I didn't hit him. I got live recorded radio. C-Bone, that was your number I just called. So then you can go back and listen to the show. And Blizzum, that was your number. I just called, C-Bone. So you can't say, man, you didn't hit me back for the drop. Nah, I did. You didn't answer the line. And now I'm running out of time. Sit. Seconds. Y'all can't hear it, but I got a little computer radio lady who sound that same computer radio lady you hear when you call the show. She in my ear talking right now. You've got 60 seconds. That's what she's telling me in my ear. I can, however, take calls on the phone line. If you haven't given a drop and you want to give a drop and you're listening to me on the show, call the phone line. 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. All right? Call the phone right now. All right? Call the phone right now, and I can still continue and get your drop over the air. The show won't stream live over the internet after about 30 seconds. You know what I'm saying? It stops. It cuts off. But you can still call. I can still talk to people that's on the switch. The switchboard doesn't end. You know what I'm saying? Hold on a second. He's talking about calling back. See? This type of shit I be talking about. Hold on. Hold on, y'all.
You have reached C-Bone Yo with Street Talk Promotions. He's busy at the moment.
You see what I'm saying? See? What does he want me to do? All right, here we go. Let me get down to some of these other comments. 317. Hello? 317?
What up?
What up, though? Who's this?
Who do you think it is?
Dez! my homegirl Dez is on the line. Dez, you ready to give me a drop, baby?
Oh, God, I wouldn't even know what to say. I'm not an artist. I'm just me.
Look, we worked it out with Amy tonight. If we can work it out with Amy, we can work it out with anybody. I think Amy is still on the line down there. She's like, God damn it, Blizzard. I'm just fucking with you, Amy. I love you, baby. All right, so, okay. So, Dez, it's real easy. You know what I'm saying? Who you are. You know you what you represent, what you got going on. And, you know, shouts out to K100 Radio for 300 episodes. We rocking with you. Just it's real easy.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, I guess.
And shoot, go.
All right, this is your girl Desiree. I don't even know what to say. I can't do this.
Desiree, whatever. The magazine. What's up? This is your girl Desiree representing Hype Magazine, and I'm rocking with K100 in their radio, home of the indies. Bam. That like that.
All right.
Ready? All right, go.
This is your girl Desiree. I represent Hype Magazine. I'm rocking with K100 Radio with Blizzum. 300 episodes. Let's go.
Uh-huh. That was easy. Shout out to Dez. She always calls into the show. Sometimes she hits artists up because she's, you know, affiliated with Hype Magazine, and if she listens to the show and she likes something she hears, she'll tweet them and be like, yo, give me your music. The problem is some of those motherfuckers don't tweet back.
Oh, my God. Good morning.
Hype Magazine in the building. I don't know, man. I don't understand the artist who gets people. They don't even – if this person says, I heard your song on K100 Radio, hit me up. Obviously, either it's one of two options. Either they're a fan, a new fan, and they like your music, which you should automatically send them a link and hit them up. Or they're probably somebody that's in the industry, and you should automatically hit them up. Either it's only two people who listen to my show. Three people: artists, consumers, and other entertainment people. That's it. That's all who listens to the show. So if anybody from K1, if anybody hits you up and they see me tweet your song out, I just play at whoever now playing on K100. And they hit you up, you have to be you're not serious, you're not on your grind, you're not about your business if you don't hit that person back and hit them back and just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not on yet. You're not a star yet. Get that shit out your fucking head, and you're missing opportunities by doing that. I'm tired of rappers thinking they stars and they ain't shit yet. That's very annoying. Very
well, if they do want some promotion with Hype Magazine, they can hit me up on Twitter at DEZ8807. Just DM me and I'll get you going.
All right. Dez, thanks for calling. I really appreciate it, all right?
You're welcome. I'm always on here.
All right. 843-6 Was this my baby?
Hello?
My baby.
What's going on?
DJ LL. What up, though? What's happening with you?
Hey, so much good stuff is happening. It's absolutely insane. I am tremendous blessed. But outside of that, K100, 300 shows, what? I remember, like, the first show when we was cutting up with the after hours and whatnot, and then he started having to go out to the club and drinking and cut us all off and didn't want to chit-chat with us after hours no more.
I know. I miss that K100. I miss that K100. That K100 was – I love the show, what it's evolved to and what it is now, but that show was just – that show was so authentic. That show, that back then, that was just, you know, it was just uncut. It was raw. It was like, what was that show on BET Uncut back in the day? You know what I'm saying?
No. The BET Uncut ain't have nothing on K100 Uncut. It'll go from the phone lines, we'll all get hung up on, and go to the Facebook page.
And then talk shit. Share ass
300 comments plus.
On Facebook, one post, 300 comments, people sharing fucking naked pics, and it was ham. K100 was ham.
Crazy.
In its set. It started as a secret Facebook group where you could say and share whatever the fuck you wanted to. So it graduated into what it is now, and it's about the music more so now. And I'm glad. It's helping me out tremendously as an artist and as my career in music. But I miss the old days when we just talked about fucking. When we just talked about and everybody was just like, it was super X-rated over here at K100. I miss those days. I do. I long for them.
Well, hey. You will long for them.
First of all, tell the people who you are real quick, and we'll get your drop, and I'm going to get up out of here. Now everybody wants to text me. You know what? Hold the fuck up. Motherfuckers is texting me now. Listen, you didn't call and shit. I mean, what? You know what?
Calm down. Take a sip.
Anyway, I didn't get a chance to call everybody I was going to call. I'm sorry, but I had people who took the time to actually call in themselves, and I had to take a call over your call. My bad. Anyway, DJ LL, you know what I'm saying, Z93, South Carolina, formerly of 107.9 in Panama City, Florida. FM radio checking in, Joe, but we go way back. We grew up together, and she's still the same her, and even though she's going to bigger and better things and moving on up in the radio world, she still takes time to hit back to online radio, her homie from the hood, from back in the day, Blizzom, K100 Radio, and that's why I love her, and if niggas say anything about LL, nigga, I promise you, you'll see that hood come out of me so fast, nigga, and it ain't no bitch over here. I will whoop a nigga by LL, period. Point
oh, he's telling people I got connections not to mess with me.
It's not no I'll beat your fucking ass about my homegirl because she's just too good of a person and she don't have to do half the shit she do for us. You know what I'm saying? Over here, who's showing us love, showing love to artists, possibly putting the artists up on game to get to FM radio through via K100. She don't got to do none of that. You know what I'm saying? But she's grounded. She stayed herself and she actually takes the time to call into an internet radio show when she's already on FM radio. So where do you see that at often? You don't see it often. So, LL, can I get that drop, babe? You know what I'm saying? Can I get that drop?
Yeah, you could get the drop. You ready?
Give me that drop. Shoot.
What's up? It's LL. When I'm not on the mic, I'm on the line with K100 Internet Radio, home of the indie artist. 300 shows strong. Tune in and turn them up.
You know she do radio. That shit was just too easy. I ain't even got a pro tool that. I'm just gonna play that like that, and then throw a little picture up. You know something? Yeah.
Maybe get a good one.
Yeah, everybody who's drop I'm gonna use, which is pretty much everybody's. I'm gonna be like, yo, send me a logo or a picture, and I'm gonna flash across the screen real quick, and you know we're gonna have the music popping. It's gonna be hard. Should be about maybe 2-3 minutes long at this particular point. We had a lot of drops. Besides what the information that we want to put out. So it's going to be like 2 or 3 minutes long. It's going to be like a little promo commercial, and that's what we're doing it for. And shouts out to everybody who took the time to call into the show. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that, man. We're getting ready to get off air. We're running 8 minutes in overtime. But I once again appreciate LL for tuning into the show. You got any news you want to tell the people what's going on?
I got some news that I can share with you, but not any news I can broadcast yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, you know, hit me up sidebar and tell me about the good news and what you got popping over there, all right?
That's what's up.
All right, man. And so we're getting up out of here, man. I guess I'll just get everybody else to just, like, email me a drop that didn't get a chance to get on the phone lines. You know what I'm saying? But big props to shouts out to Street Talk. Shouts out to all the artists. Amy678, Princess, Rain Child from Detroit Riot Radio, Twink with GF Radio. Again, man, everybody who just called, all my listeners, shouts out to Michigan Girl. Shouts out to everybody, Blessed Child, you feel me? Everybody who just calls the show regularly, you know what I'm saying? And all the supporters, man, 300 episodes. Trust and believe, I would have quit this shit 200 episodes ago if I didn't have support. Believe that. I want to reiterate, I do not get a check for this shit. But that's a lie. I do get a check. But the shit be so small, it ain't worth it if you don't love it. I get a little bit of money from Blog Talk because I got a lot of listeners and stuff. So, you know, they give me a little. It'd be like $30. What the fuck is that? $30? I put that up a stripper's ass in 10 minutes. That's like 3 dances at Magic City. And I get dances all night when I go. I'm just saying, nigga. I'm just saying. So, and by the way, my subscription is 50, so really I'm in the negative 20. I'm just saying. Anyway, I do it because I love it. I do it for the rep. I do it. I represent and show love to the artist, man. That's why I do it. And I've been doing it for this long because I have support and I have people who call in, you know what I'm saying, and say, yo, what you doing, homie, is what's up. I appreciate you. Thanks for this platform. And if people didn't do that, if I didn't have that, then yeah, I would have quit a long time ago, man. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to y'all for the support, because y'all, K100 is here because of support. You know what I'm saying? And I can't even tell you, I can't put it to you any other way besides that. You know what I'm saying? Again, man, make sure you check us out on Twitter if you're not following us at K100_radio. We'll follow back. May take a day or two or something, because I'm not a Twitter fanatic. Twitter is a necessity, but I don't love Twitter, but Twitter is a necessity. But I don't check my Twitter every day. I tweet some stuff. Sometimes I tweet and don't even look at my followers and ads. I just tweet what I want to tweet and get the fuck off. But I will follow back. Trust me. It may take a couple of days. But I'll follow back, and if you hit me up, I'll try to respond. Just be patient with me, and sometimes I don't. But it's not – I'm not a funny acting nigga. I'm a dude. I'm a human. You know what I'm saying? So just bear with me, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep this thing – I'm going to ride this till the wheels fall off, man. And hopefully it graduates into bigger and better things. And the platform can only grow as much as the audience grows. So, you know, you guys, if you guys tweet it out and tell people about it and they support it and it grows, then that's more power K100 has, thus more listeners that will hear your music. Because if you promote it, if you promote it and help you grow the show, then that's just more people that's going to hear your song when I play it. And I'm going to play it. You know what I'm saying? As long as it makes it past Illo Kill. All right, man, thanks for tuning into the show. K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum. I'm probably going to go down to Street Talk a little bit and hang out with them guys for just a minute. This Saturday, we're going to be up there at Liquid Lounge in Gwinnett County on the north side with Go Bully Promo. So if you live in Gwinnett County or you in Atlanta and you live on that north side and you don't want to drive all the way downtown, get fucked up and then risk that DUI on the way home, fuck with us up there at Liquid Lounge on the north side, man. Just hit me up on Twitter for more details or Facebook, whichever one. You know what I mean? And really appreciate the support. Episode 300, man. Tomorrow is Illo Kill. Tune in, man. All right. I fucks with you.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.